goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Instruction. Have you ever thought about obtaining firearms training but just can't seem to find the time? Call me at 530-999-1822 for a private class where you and your party can enjoy the finest in firearm safety training on your schedule and at your location. There's never a need for firearms or ammunition. We provide everything. Call Northern Firearms Instruction today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dina Show.
That person can't woo.
Thank you for your support.
You know what? If you can't woo, don't woo. If you can't woo, don't woo. That's Mike Pence. They're actually down in Louisiana right now, which is smart. That is smart. I'm actually going to start saying some positive stuff, so it's me. It's still me. Hi, Dana Lash. That's the only audio we have. They haven't spoken yet. We're like, what do we play? I don't know. We'll play this. This is them there. That one woo-do. That does not... Woo! It was almost like they weren't going to commit to it.
And three then, or four woos.
Then they got into it. Like the, No, Kane, the one woo, that one. It's like they were, when they got into it, they were like really starting and they were really serious about it. Woo! And then they got, like, it's almost like when Pence got closer, it was like, I love it. Oh, gosh, I love it. How are you guys today? My butt is getting kicked by allergies, but my voice is flipping awesome. So that's pretty cool. We got a lot to touch on because all right, so I don't even know where to start. Just let's do this. So last night, number one, Trump gave a speech last night. And that was all Kellyanne Conway. That wasn't Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon would have screwed anything up that he touched. He's like a bull with three legs that doesn't know it's in a china shop in a china shop. That was all Kellyanne Conway. I talked about Kellyanne Conway on Anderson Cooper last night. That was all Kellyanne Conway. Kellyanne Conway's smart. Like Steve Bannon thinks he's a brawler. Kellyanne Conway will eat him to death and then she'll eat his soul and smile. So. This is her, man. Can you tell or not tell that Kellyanne Conway was added to this the campaign? For real. Can you tell or not tell? So he got better with the teleprompter last night. Don't hate on people if they're not good with the teleprompter. Some people take to it naturally, like moi. Some people don't even really read him, like moi, which aggravates the production staff at The Blaze to no end because they're like, you know, there's some things in here that you got to hit. So I'm like, it's great. I just, you know, I know all this stuff. But it's not, it's actually, for some people, regardless of whether you're literate or not, it can be tough to do a teleprompter and timing and make eye contact with the audience and do all of that stuff. So don't underestimate the toughness of that. People who don't think it isn't anything have never done it. So, he got better with it last night. Did you notice it wasn't so mechanical? Like, the way he moved wasn't so mechanical. Like, he didn't go right to left to right to left. Pause, look in the middle. Right to right to left. Pause, look in the middle. He didn't do that. It was different. So I can tell that he's practiced it. I can totally tell that he's practiced it. So that's number one. Number two, he legit talked about regret. That's all Kellyanne Conway. But where's that soundbite? Because I'm sure since it was the biggest damn soundbite of the night, I'm positive that we have that. Don't we? Don't we? We don't have that one yet. We're going to get it because it was only the biggest soundbite of last night. I mean, I'm sure we got it. I'm sure we have it. But he had said that he regretted saying some things. What? What? That's how he started his speech. And all the press didn't know what to do. And then in the meantime, Kellyanne Conway standing in the back of the stage, rubbing her hands together maniacally like a vaudeville villain. It was great. I mean, that was different. It humanized him for the first time ever. That has been one of my biggest complaints of the campaign because he doesn't humanize himself. And you can be a pop culture icon all you want to, and you can do all of that, but it doesn't make you human. It doesn't humanize you. Now people are still gonna look. You know where I stand. People are still going to. There are people who are like, yes, I finally saw the Trump this is the Trump that we always wanted. But yet these are the same people who cheerleaded everything he did before. And it's like, well, you wanted that guy too. So I don't like, where are you at? Like you cheerleaded that as well. And then there are the people who are very much critical of Trump and they say, yeah, that was a good speech. You can still be critical of Trump and recognize that it was a good speech. Now, does that change? Is one speech going to pivot him out of a deficit in polls and favorability against Hillary Clinton? No, because you need more than just one speech. So that'll remain to be seen. You need more than just one speech. But I'll say this: that was different. It was different from any other of his speeches because he humanized himself. Not every candidate can humanize themselves. Not every candidate can drop the facade. And while I was for Ted Cruz in the primary, my biggest criticism of Ted Cruz is that he did not drop that facade when he was speaking. And you know what I'm talking about. He did not drop the facade. And that was my biggest criticism of that campaign, other than he talked too long sometimes. And he needed to learn how to talk in sound bites. But you can be a huge pop culture figure. That's great. You can be this cultural icon. That's great. But if you can't humanize yourself, what is the point? For real, what is the point of it? So in this last night, I thought it was a good speech. We're going to get into some of the meat and potatoes he touched on. But it was a good speech. Now, today, he's going to Louisiana, specifically Baton Rouge, correct? I think he's going to Baton Rouge. Anyway, he's going to Louisiana while Barack Obama's golfing in Martha's Vineyard. That's Kellyanne Conway. If that's not stomping on somebody else's optics, I don't know what is. I don't know what is. So that's good. Finally, two good moves. Finally. The only downside about this is that Paul Manafort today announced that he's resigning. So leave it to the campaign to step all over themselves on a day right after the best speech he's ever given, and when he's going to Baton Rouge, and then you got this stepping all over it. Now, will the speech that he gives in Baton Rouge, will him go and looking at flood-ravaged Louisiana, will that somehow overtake the Manafort news in the cycle? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But that is some messed up timing. It is messed up timing. So Trump and Pence, they are arriving in Louisiana. And Van Jones last night, I was on Anderson Cooper last night, and he said something that stuck out to me. He's like, well, you know, I don't know about the wisdom of going to Baton Rouge when these services, you know, down there, they're going to be needed for the people who are suffering from the flood. Oh, hold up. Record scratch. That didn't sound like a record scratch, did it? What was that? That doesn't sound like a record scratch either.
I think it was a sick vulture.
I swear I've heard them before.
A sick vulture.
Well, sick vulture. Okay, so what did they say of George W. Bush? What did
they
say?
Oh, my gosh.
He did a flyby.
And they said he hated black people.
Yeah, and Kane, he actually went there. He couldn't, like, because it was, like, super wicked flooded where he was going, so they couldn't even land nearby. So Obama went, and I dropped some audio. Get that ready for me in Slack, too. Obama went to Louisiana, and or no, he didn't go to Louisiana. Oh, what am I thinking? No, he didn't go to Louisiana at all. No, he's still up playing golf in Martha's Vineyard. Yeah. And they said, well, you know, he can't be everywhere at once. That's the excuse now. George Bush was excoriated over flying over it. Obama's excuse for playing golf and laughing, and he's playing golf with Larry David right now. Isn't he playing golf with, he's playing golf with Larry David.
Yeah, well, I think that was yesterday, maybe.
Well, what the hell ever, there was still floodwater there yesterday. Yes. He's playing golf with Larry David.
No, the optics are just horrible.
Oh, he can't be everywhere. He's gone to some swanky fundraisers for Hillary Clinton. Monday, he went to a fundraiser for Hillary Clinton. That is the Advocate, the paper down in Louisiana. They were saying, yeah, y'all went to a fundraiser for Hillary Clinton, but you can't come down here and come see the floodwaters. You went to a fundraiser to raise some money, but you can't come down here. Oh, yeah, that's, fascinating. This is, by the way, this is that part of that speech, that Trump speech I was telling you guys about. Do we have it? And, you know what, kick the hamster and make him run on that damn wheel to make this work. Kane doesn't have enough hands.
CNN's website is screwing with me right now.
He doesn't have enough hands. This is only the biggest audio sound, by the last night. Sorry. It's all right. It's all right. What the hell was that? That wasn't the speech. What is that? You're playing
that
all these like, ghost noises for me.
That's not me. That's...
You... This is insane. There's a ghost in the machine. Let's go ahead and kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
You guys are killing my soul. You're killing me, Smalls. Killing me, Smalls. So, Paul Manafort... This is, again, another shakeup, yet another shakeup. Paul Manafort he's resigned, and it had to, there was a lot of discussion from inside the campaign that Manafort wanted things to go a certain way, and Trump didn't want things to go a certain way. I don't know if Kellyanne Conway has a way of dealing with people that I don't think Manafort has. So Trump released a statement saying this morning, Manafort offered and I accepted his resignation from the campaign. I'm appreciative for his work and helping to get us where we are today. Blah, blah, blah. True professional. Blah, 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 blah. But then the big story, though, is whether or not this had anything to do with it. The headline from the Associated Press, Trump advisors waged covert influence campaign, a firm run by Manafort. They're saying Paul Manafort and his deputy, Rick Gates, never disclosed their work as foreign agents as required under a federal law. They said that they were lobbying on behalf of Ukraine's ruling political party and attempting to sway American public opinion in favor of the country's pro-Russian government, according to emails that had been obtained by the Associated Press. Well, that's kind of a big deal, don't you think? That's kind of, yeah, that's sort of a big deal, I'm just saying. Police bust Malia Obama at a wild Martha's Vineyards party. First daughter is rushed out by Secret Service as cops shut down the bash. Why is this a story? Well, because they made the Bush twins a story. Progressives did. Now, look, I don't think that you make first kids a story. I really don't. I know that if I was the president, I would be whooping some butt right now. That's for sure. But really, when I was reading the story about this, they had it over at Daily Mail. I would be more concerned about her smoking pot at Lollapalooza than I would be. I mean, she went to a party and there was a noise complaint and it got shut down. That's happened a lot of times. It's not like that she was in a meth kitchen. I'm going to say that. But I will say this. Out of the two of them, Sasha Obama, she's the one I like. Sasha, because she's working a part-time job. She didn't have to work a part-time job. She took a part-time job at a fish and chips place in Martha's Vineyard, where she's working the register, and her sister's partying all over the place. I'm just saying, there's just a distinct whatever. I am not one of those parents who's like, oh, yes, let the kids party. No, I'm not one of those cool parents like that. I'm one of those parents like, you're too damn young. B, get it right. Get your business right. You know what I mean? Like, I'm that kind of parent. So I would be whooping and grounding some people over that, that's for sure. Metallica rages out on the state of the world. New York Post says they have a new song that's their ballsiest in decades. Is it better than Don't Tread on Me? Because it's one of my favorites. I love Metallica. Anyone who talks bad about Metallica, you are banned from my radio program. You're banned forever. So they have an upcoming album, Hardwired to Self-Destruct. That comes out in November. And so their track Hardwired... They have it out. It's a it's described as a no-frills rager, and it discusses the perilous state of the world, and it doesn't mince any words. We can't play half of it on the radio because, you know, James was all like, F this, F that. He says, we're so blanked out of luck. He's not happy. He's definitely not happy. But I'm excited about this, so I'm looking forward to this, because whenever they start speaking on stuff a little bit, that tends to be a real rocked out, heavy, just, it's gonna take a cheese grater to your soul kind of song. You know what I mean? It's fun. Those are fun. Here, yeah, play the intro for me, Marty. Play the intro. Play a little bit of it. Oh, Lars is strong. Woo!
Yeah. That sounds like old school metal.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. I love it. Now keep it going. Keep it going. This is totally old school Metallica. Gets rid of that garagey crap. Oh, me life. It's good. Yeah, this is totally good. I can't wait till they go on tour to support this. Because that can be my kid's second concert, right after Guns N' Roses and the Cult. Go see Metallica.
Yeah, for me, I think they're fans of Metallica that are before 1990 and fans of Metallica after 1990. And, you know, for me, this sounds like pre-1990 Metallica.
I like old school Metallica.
Yeah.
When they came out, what was it, Garage Inc.?
Black was their 1990 album, and I think
that was,
everything after Black.
Oh, my gosh. That was one of my favorite albums ever.
Everything after that, though, I think was just not...
Crap?
Yeah.
Say
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
It was crap.
It was crap.
Say yeah, it. It's all
totally
right.
Was.
We love them, so we can say this. We can use that tough love.
I interviewed the band just a handful of years after Black came out, and I didn't have the heart to say that everything else sucked after Black, but...
You didn't tell them?
No, I didn't say that. Of course not. I wouldn't say that. Silly.
You weren't even all like, oh, man, you know, did you guys have some problems?
No, because I had faith that, you know, because they were continuing the music. They're always in the studio. They're always doing something.
Always
so
awesome.
You're always hoping that you're going to bring back some old school
stuff.
I went
and saw them when I was 8 months pregnant with my second child. Oh, yeah, I did. I didn't get near the pit, but I stayed way far away.
Hey.
But, yeah. Because when Metallica comes to town, you go see them. Right? There you go. Folks, Patriot Mobile is my mobile phone service. I switched over to them back in February. Yeah, it was February of this year. I switched over. And one of the reasons that I wanted to change up my mobile phone service is because I wasn't quite sure where the money that I paid for my cell phone bill, I wasn't quite sure what the cell phone company was doing with it. I was reading how Credo Mobile gave over $80 million to progressive causes just in the past decade. Did you know, by the way, that that's the largest corporate sponsor of Planned Parenthood? Do you know how your cell phone company is spending your money? It kind of sucks out loud if you're spending all this money on your cell phone bills and your cell phone company is turning around and using it to, I don't know, maybe fund Bloomberg initiatives to go against your Second Amendment rights or something to that effect. You don't know, but you do know with Patriot Mobile. There's never been a conservative answer to this until Patriot Mobile. They are way better than your current mobile phone provider. First off, you're saving 10 to 15% every bill. That's number one. Number two, their customer service steamrolls over everybody else's non-existent customer service. Patriot Mobile actually cares about their customers because it's like a fellowship more than it's just they're providing a service. And they donate part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT, letter A, PATRIOT today. And for switching, they'll give you a free Samsung Galaxy S7 and unlimited talk, text, data. It's just $70 a month. Now, I switched over. I am supremely happy with my service. Kane, when he moved down here, he switched over too. My whole family has Patriot Mobile. We love it. Use promo code Dana, my name, D-A-N-A, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, PATRIOT, PatriotMobile.com. Use my name to waive that activation fee.
It's the middle of the night. You wake up drenched, covered in sweat. You could crank the AC all night and try to stay cool, but who can afford that? Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Upgrade to a Casper. It was invented with two high-tech foams guaranteeing you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named the Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Their new sheets and pillow are just as comfortable. Together, they create the perfect sleep environment, keeping you cool and balanced. The Casper mattress ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why so many people love their Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DANA50 for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code DANA50, and get $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob. It's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
With Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
At D Lash on Twitter, The Dana Show on Facebook as well. I have some more stuff coming down the pipe for you, some more 2A stuff that's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. Now, coming up, because it's Friday, we're going to be opening up the phone lines here very shortly. Did you hear about this jewelry brand that was really crappy towards Ivanka Trump? Man, and their jewelry looks like crap, too. I'm going to be straight up honest with you. We're going to talk about that when we come back. And Zika could devastate the brain like Alzheimer's. That and the Iranian ransom payment, we got that and so much more. Stay with us.
The Dana Show.
You've heard me talk about the Liberal phone company, whose motto is literally phone-powered progressive change. Here's what we're up against. Credo Mobile has given $81 million to progressive causes in the past 10 years alone, and Credo Mobile is the largest corporate sponsor of Planned Parenthood. But now there's a way to combat their liberal agenda. It's the alternative choice, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative phone provider. Patriot Mobile is just like your current mobile phone, but they donate part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll receive a free Samsung Galaxy S7 with unlimited talk text data for just $70 a month. I use Patriot Mobile because I care about where my money goes, and they provide exceptional service. Use promo code Dana, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot. PatriotMobile.com. Use promo code Dana to waive the activation fee.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed, live at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at premieroilchange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, August 19th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Sometimes, in the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words, or you say the wrong thing. I have done that. And believe it or not, I regret it.
That's Kellyanne Conway doing that. And she says they're his words, and he did say them. And that's good. No. Don't freak. I told you. What did I tell you? Conway is the best, smartest hire that campaign made. This is her wheelhouse. I mean, that is... That. I tell you what. I think that's good. I'm pleased. So that's what he needed to do. Where was that? That's the Trump that needed to be out there speaking, like in the beginning. Everybody admitted, because we were all on the panel last night. Everybody admitted for Anderson Cooper, even the Democrats. They were like, you know what? If he had gone out and been like this from the get-go and had just focused, it would be way more competitive than it is right now. There probably wouldn't be the gap nationally that you see, particularly in swing states. You wouldn't have seen that. And that's good. That's very good. But it's still, that's one speech. Let's see what else he does. I made this point on Cooper last night. You know, the thing about, because Cooper had asked me, do you think that this is going to signal him perhaps being more focused? And I said, well, I hope so. I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm so used to being let down by politicians. So But I'm cautiously optimistic. And in looking at this, if he continues to do this, it could help in shrinking that gap. But he's got to stay on point. And to that effect, that means he can't go and take on every single fight. I like a brawler. I'm hell knows I am one. I like a good fight. I like brawlers, and we all know it's fun to watch. But here's the thing. When you're going for the White House, you got to choreograph that, and you can't attend to every fight to which you are invited. That's why you have surrogates. It's why you have lieutenants. They do it for you. A candidate doesn't go and fight another candidate's surrogate. The candidate's surrogate fights the other candidate's surrogate. Candidate unloads on the other candidate, and that's what he needs to do. And hopefully... because I know Bannon sure as hell won't, but Conway will, because she's good. This is her thing. She can keep him on that path, so we'll see how that works out. I will say him being in Baton Rouge today is a great idea, particularly right after the speech, to turn around and head down to Baton Rouge. That's a good idea, because, again, let's ask, where's Barack Obama? Where's he at? He's playing golf. Dude, he played golf with Larry. Kane, did you say yesterday he was playing golf? Wait, I'm going to look this
up.
I
think so. I think that's what I read. Now, I've read a multitude of different stories with Barack on the golf course. Mm. So excuse me for that. To get him confused is pretty easy.
No, you're right. 23 hours ago, he was playing.
Yeah.
He was playing golf with Obama. He also played with him last summer as well. So
you think he thinks Larry David is Bernie Sanders?
I don't know.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not quite sure. Huh. I mean, he might think that they look just alike. So, yeah, they look just exactly alike. But I think that's a really good idea that he's down there. Now, what time is he's giving a speech? When he goes, we're going to take some of it live. But he is supposed to be giving a speech today down in Baton Rouge, which is going to bring all the attention down in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Do not do anything to step on it. Don't do anything to step on it. Don't have any other shakeups.
Oh,
I just don't want the Paul. I'm watching that Paul Manafort story because if what Associated Press, and isn't that the timing? I mean, he announced that he's resigning today, and then the Associated Press comes out and says, well, he may have violated federal law, him and his deputy Gates, by lobbying to improve public opinion here in the United States for a pro-Russian or Ukrainian government. Hella illegal. The actions, I mean, and that would be a whole other mess. And now, right after, like, literally less, you know, fewer than 24 hours after that story hit, he's resigned. So if Trump can hijack the media spotlight off of that story and bring it back to him in Baton Rouge, because here's the thing, if the Manafort story starts really getting out of hand and more stuff, because it seems like more stuff is coming out about this every day, if that starts getting out of hand, you got to acknowledge this, guys. You want to fight, you got to acknowledge everything, the good and the bad. If it starts getting out of hand, that means Trump might have to go, I don't know, he might be inclined to say something crazy in Baton Rouge, which I still think Conway needs to keep him on point. Got to keep him on point. If he can be the statesman in all of this, I think that enough will do it. But if the media tries to press his buttons with the Manafort stuff, he may respond to it. Maybe he won't. I mean, Conway looks real nice, and she's very sweet. I've interviewed her before, but I've heard she can throw down the law, too, so we'll see. But my fear is that with Bannon there, because Bannon has no media instinct, he's a complete idiot on media instinct. That website has done better in spite of him, not because of him. And he's the guy who will screw up a narrative. And the fear is that he will cajole him to say something crazy and get him off point. And then instead of focusing on how Trump would be handling Baton Rouge instead of a Clinton or an Obama, because Clinton has she even acknowledged it, by the way?
No. I mean, she mentioned
she's acknowledged
it, but that's it.
My fear is that he'll get in Trump's ear and have him say something crazy because Bannon he acts like a nut job. He acts like a damn nut job. And so my fear is that he'll get him off point, and that will derail the statesman the statesman projection that we saw from Trump last night. So I'm hoping Conway wins in that. I'm pulling for Conway. So I'm hoping that, you know, as the campaign manager, she'll keep him on point. He'll pull off this real statesman speech in Baton Rouge, and he'll keep that, and that's where the attention will stay. And he'll highlight not just, you know, the inadequacy. He'll get a jab in at Obama and then, you know, get a jab in at Hillary Clinton in a little schadenfreude there. So that's the hope. But whenever you have Bannon there, that's always, you know, this guy doesn't know. He has no media instinct. And so that's why, and no experience with any of this. He just happened to latch onto a successful website, and now wants to, I guess, claim some of the success. I don't know. But I'm hoping, I'm just, like, praying that Conway has the more powerful influence there and keeps what we saw last night, keeps that going tonight and or today. And if the media tries to make the Manafort stuff, if they try to get that to snowball in an effort to push his buttons, to try to get him to react and to try to derail the new image, the pivot that he's doing, then the hope is that the statesmen, that will derail their effort. You got to disrupt their loop before you disrupt, before they disrupt yours. So I'm just watching that. That's why I get real nervous. Look, you know, I don't want Hillary Clinton in the White House. And my dislike of Bannon is because of experience, unlike some of these other cats out there. No. I mean, there's a reason why everybody else is, when they fled working for him, they're happily employed elsewhere, and they are where they are, and they've said what they've said. But aside from that, just because I know that he doesn't have great media instinct at all whatsoever, he couldn't be further opposite from Andrew Breitbart in that regard. the fear is that he could cause him to screw up something really, something good that he started doing last night. And that's a genuine fear. And if you don't want Hillary Clinton in the White House, you should be very concerned about that, too. Very concerned. This is why I'm like, Kellyanne Conway, please. Please. So that, but if, and if he pulls off, I mean, we're going to carry, like I said, we're going to carry some of the speech. I hope he picks apart the fact that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton had a fundraiser together on Monday. Neither of them were able to get down and see the devastation in Louisiana. I hope he beats the hell out of that point. I hope he asks, did they raise any money at the fundraiser for the displaced people in Louisiana? Did they send a plate around at least to get a to get a couple dollars out of the swanky fundraiser for the people displaced here in Louisiana? You know how amazing. You know what else would be amazing? If he would say, you know what, I'm going to make a donation here and now to the flood victims and wrote a check. I don't even care. Like, wrote a check right there. That would be huge. So not only would he have them on, they're raising money for themselves in the Hamptons, or Martha's Vineyard, excuse me, but they're not even doing anything. Here, here, I'm going to give some money. Hillary Clinton makes six figures of speech. Then he has a second point he could hit her on. Hillary Clinton makes six figures of speech, and is she sharing that with any of the here, you know, displaced people down there? Does she care about the displaced people here in Louisiana? Hillary Clinton doesn't care about Louisiana flood victims. He could say that. And then write a check right there, and then there it goes. Do it all statesmanlike. That would be good. If I were advising, that would be good. But I hope that he hits that point. What was the, I forget what the plate, was it a five-figure a plate? I think it was like a five-figure a plate fundraiser. I had that story. I think it was a five-figure a plate fundraiser. And I mean, that's, you know, swanky.
Well, think about it. I mean, they wouldn't even have to raise funds. If Obama would have visited, you know, and I get when things are bad down there, it's counterproductive to visit at times. But now it's clear that that's over. If he would have visited, the attention the news would have put on Louisiana.
Oh, I was right. It's 60 donors. Check this, Kane. They paid about $33,400 a piece to attend. Oh.
So that's what is that times? You know, they carry the
that's
one that's like
money.
$200,000, right?
That's
there.
That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. It's more than that. That's a lot.
$2 million? I get screwed up with my zeros.
Yeah. So, do you think they sent around a plate to collect some dollars for the people, the victims of the flooding in Louisiana?
But they could have really done some really good service to the people down there by bringing more attention, because the media has been kind of ignoring Louisiana just like Obama.
Well, they have to, because they have to indict themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
So to get down there is just about getting the attention back and the spotlight back on where the issues are.
Mm-hmm. No, I think this, that's going to be, I hope that point is hit. I hope that that point is hit. Huh. So, I mean, because this, that will cause her to respond. And you want to start pushing Hillary Clinton's buttons. People, like I said, people underestimate her because she's old and because she's mean. Or because or they think, oh, she's a relic of the 90s. Never do that. That's the dumbest thing ever. You cannot. There's a reason why the Clintons have lasted this long. Because they're crazy. There's a reason why, you guys. Come on. They crazy. Purple Heart Foundation is an amazing organization of veterans helping veterans. It's a volunteer organization, one of the oldest and most respected in the country. And they have a number of programs, wide-ranging services to help vets. And they help all veterans, not just those who are combat wounded either. They have PTS support, Canine for Combat Veterans. They have special programs for female veterans returning back to the United States and acclimating back into civilian life. They have educational scholarships. They have job training. They have a program where their national service officers go out and they find homeless veterans on the street and they get them off the street. Every donation that you make to the Purple Heart Foundation goes to the veterans. It's not skimmed off the top like some of these other organizations out there so that they can be used to sue people who use anything remotely close to their logo or pay for swanky offices or cocktail parties. No, it actually goes to the veterans. And they help with vets deal with the mountain of paperwork that they have to go through just to get their health care from VA. So stand in the gap and pledge your support to these veterans. Purple Heart Foundation, go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 888 414
4483.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. During the opening ceremony of the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, supermodel Gisele Bündchen set a distinctly Brazilian tone for the Games by taking a long, sultry walk across the stage to the song Girl from Ipanema. That song, first released in 1964, has become the second most recorded pop song in history. It made millions for the Brazilian songwriters, but the real-life girl from Ipanema who inspired them to write it didn't get a penny. After the two songwriters died, she opened a boutique in Rio and called it, can you guess? That's right, The Girl from Ipanema. That didn't sit well with the heirs of the song's creators, though. They own a trademark on the name, and they sued her. Let's be fair, they may have had a legitimate claim, but the lawsuit was strongly criticized in Brazil. The woman who inspired the famous song is widely loved in her country, and in the end, the judge ruled in her favor. Today, if you go to Rio and visit that store, you may just have a chance to meet the real girl from Ipanema. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Now, you and I both know that criminals can attack at any moment. I want to share a situation that happened to John, one of my fellow United States Concealed Carry Association members. At 2:30 in the morning, two thugs broke into John's house through a kitchen window. John was woken from a dead sleep to the sound of his 10-year-old daughter's chilling scream. John sprang from bed and grabbed his Springfield XD from a locked bedside safe, prepared to stop any threat to his home and family. Luckily for the thugs, the time it took John to unlock the safe is what saved their lives. But here's my question. Would you know what to do if this happened to you? Here's the good news. The USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that will arm you with 23 life-saving strategies, transforming you into the ultimate protector of your loved ones. Go to protectthemtoday.com and get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's protectthemtoday.com.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Coming to the Cascade Theater September 8th, Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Together, two old pals on the road. Don't miss this rare opportunity to catch two multi-Grammy winning stars sharing the Cascade Theater stage. Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Thursday, September 8th at Redding's Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
happening, Dana's on it.
It's out.
The Dana Show.
This is such a good track. Keep it rolling. This is a good track. I love the Stones. DanaRadio.com at D-Lash on Twitter as well. Coming up, we're going to be opening up those phone lines, 844-344-DANA. Wondering when Obama's going to put down the golf clubs, go down to Louisiana. Could Zika devastate the brain like Alzheimer's? We got that, too. We got that. We also have the State Department admitting that that $400 million cash money payment to Iran, that it was ransom. We have that, too. We're also going to talk about how now a university is offering classes on, quote, white fragility, and they're sold out, if you can believe it. We have that also for you. And we're going to get into this because I received one email when we were talking about DDT. You remember that story came? We were talking about DDT and how, yes, bring back DDT. Yeah. Oh, we love it. Well, someone had sent me an email saying, oh, well, it actually hurts bald eagles and it's really bad. Actually, no, it doesn't. Have you heard of them?
I had not heard of any. Mm-hmm. I know that they banned it back in 72. That's what I read about it. But I was not aware of what it did.
Well, Stephen Milloy has a piece about how there's this silly myth about bald eagles and DDT. And they're saying that somehow DDT poisons the birds, killing some adults and making eggs and those of those that survived thin, and that it reduces the chances of eaglets surviving to adulthood, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they, in fact, they erroneously blamed DDT for the eagles' demise.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it was erroneous. In fact, 1921, the Ecology Journal had reported bald eagles were threatened with extinction 22 years before DDT production even began. National Museum Bulletin, and this was in 1937, that the bald eagle had reportedly vanished from New England 10 years before the widespread use of pesticides. And by 1960, 20 years after the Bald Eagle Protection Act and the peak of DDT use, the Audubon Society reported counting 25% more eagles in its pre-1941 census. The U.S. Forest Service studies reported an increase in nesting bald eagle productivity from 51 in 1964 to 107 in 1970. And they were saying that, according to Fish and Wildlife, the bald eagle population reduction was due to a, quote, widespread loss of suitable habitat. Some consider them a nuisance and would shoot them, which is illegal. But they said, no, DDT is completely vindicated. They said the Fish and Wildlife Service biologists fed large doses of DDT to captive bald eagles for 112 days. They concluded that DDT residues encountered by eagles in the environment has no adverse impact on eagles or their eggs. And that was as long ago as a report published in 1966, quote, transcripts of the 31st North America Wildlife Conference. This has nothing to do with DDT or its residues. Nothing. One of the most notorious is, they say, the thinned bird shells. But a 1970 study published by Pesticides Monitoring Journal reported that DDT residues in bug eggshells, says Stephen Milloy, were not correlated with thinning. In fact, numerous other feeding studies on caged birds indicate that DDT isn't associated with eggshell thinning at all. They say, so what does it? There are tons of potential culprits. Some may be mercury, stress from noise, fear, excitement, disease, bird size, because larger birds have thicker shells, dehydration, decreased light, predator intrusion, nutrient deficiencies. They say there's absolutely nothing about DDT that has any sort of negative impact on bald eagles at all whatsoever. So anyone who still harbors or feeds that myth, don't, because it's just exactly that. It is a myth. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, second hour of our program. Don't go anywhere.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Donald Trump spoke in Michigan this evening, saying that a win for him in November will be a win for Michigan factory workers and other Americans.
With your help, we are going to win, and we are going to win big. And we are going to the White House, and we are going to bring jobs back to our country, and we are going to bring jobs back to Michigan.
Earlier, Trump and his vice presidential running mate, Mike Pence, visited the victims of the severe flooding in Louisiana. Meanwhile, authorities in hard-hit East Baton Rouge Parish say that they have compiled an inundation map showing 58% of the parish, which includes the Louisiana capital city of Baton Rouge, was flooded. Data used to compile the map included details on emergency calls, as well as early damage assessments in some areas. The map was produced as authorities continue to assess flood damage across much of South Louisiana. Ascension Parish resident Bill Fontenot says he was helping friends retrieve whatever they could from their flooded home Friday.
We're trying to get out, save all their clothes as much as we can out of there and all their belongings and try to get it out of here, get it all washed up for them. They lost everything. They had 23 inches of water in their house.
Thousands of residents returning to their homes in the mountains and desert 60 miles east of Los Angeles as firefighters make significant progress against a huge wildfire burning in the San Bernardino National Forest. At least 96 homes and 213 outbuildings have been destroyed. The blaze has scorched nearly 58 square miles and is 26% contained. Plans are underway to demobilize some of the nearly 1,600 firefighters. Defense officials say that the U.S. has twice scrambled fighter aircraft to protect American Special Operations Forces and allies after Syrian government warplane attacks near a northeastern city. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey there, this is Eric Metaxas. Lately, I've been telling you about Liberty University's online degree programs. Liberty University is the world's largest Christian university with over 95,000 students studying around the world through Liberty's online programs. While there are a lot of universities who've jumped into online education, few can deliver on the promise of a quality education with such flexibility, and even fewer can actually point to a graduate of their online program like my friend Morgan from Nashville.
I did it! I actually got my degree from Liberty University. 2 degrees, actually. Not only has this process taught me self-discipline, I've also learned that it is never too late to fulfill your dreams. And I did it all online. I did it, and you can too.
Call Liberty University now at 800-424-9595. That's 800-424-9595, 800-424-9595, or visit liberty.edu/online. Flexible, affordable, possible. Liberty University Online.
A pharmaceutical company jacks up the price of its product 400%.
Mylan makes the life-saving EpiPen, the medicine that can prevent allergic reactions from turning fatal. It used to cost $100 in 2008, but now the Pennsylvania-based company has raised prices to a staggering $500 and up. Mylan defends the increase, saying the price reflects improvements to the product and the value it provides. But critics say the EpiPen costs only a few dollars to produce, and say ever since its main competitor had a recall last year, Mylan has had a near monopoly on the product. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
U.S. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte apologizing for his behavior surrounding an incident at a Rio de Janeiro gas station. Lochte says he should have been more careful and candid about how he described what happened after a night of partying with his teammates, but he hasn't explained why he embellished details of an encounter with armed security guards and calling it a robbery. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The FCC is forming a robocall strike force to crack down on those annoying phone calls.
The strike force is an attempt on the part of the FCC to deal with one of the most persistent sources of consumer complaints to the agency, robocalls. The effort to tamp down those calls will include every major wireless carrier, as well as tech companies like Apple and Google. AT&T, which is leading the strike force, says 32 other companies will be taking part. Within 60 days, the strike force will offer recommendations for how policymakers can stem robocalls and details of how tech companies can fulfill those recommendations. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Legendary crooner Tony Bennett has been honored today in San Francisco in honor of his 90th birthday earlier this month. There were speeches, music, and hundreds watched as an 8-foot-tall bronze statue was unveiled outside the Fairmont Hotel. That's where he first sang, "I Left My Heart in San Francisco" in 1961. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO-style event. Dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
The guy can swim, but he can't think. And the one thing he doesn't know is what we all know. The cover-up is always worse than the crime. Mm-hmm. You bust up a bathroom because you're drunk, pay the man, go home, and wish Rio goodbye.
That's true. The cover-up, Krauthammer's right. The cover-up is always worse than the crime. So Kane and Marty and I, we were talking about this story. As I just happened to be checking out Daily Mail, right? Second hour of the program, Dana Show, I'm Dana Lash. And looking at the story, they're saying that he lied about it and all this jazz, and that he may have, you know, just fabricated a story to kind of cover his butt, which is never good. And then the headline is revealed, the girls Lochte partied with before smashing up a gas station, and who police say may have been the motive for his lies, because he's got a Playboy girlfriend. Playboy whatever, right, girlfriend? Now, can we just drop all pretenses of political correctness for a moment? Can we just lay that on the table?
Okay.
Because we just need to get real. And we just need to be really real. All right? We ready? Okay.
I'm ready.
So nobody get upset. Go and find a safe space. If you are Ryan Lochte and you are an Olympic gold medalist, why do you waste your time partying with fugly chicks?
Right.
Because I'm looking at these photos. No offense, but...
No, I mean, it's total offense.
They're not really even butterfaces. You know what a butterface is, right?
Yes.
It's when you're like, oh, man, she's got a great body, butterface.
Everything's great.
That.
Yes. Butterface.
Or, like, they're not even Monets. They might kind of be a Monet. One of them sort of a like Monet. You know what a Monet is? Yeah. So have you ever seen a Monet?
Yes.
Have you ever stood
kind of far away?
Far away, it looks really good. And you're like, wow, that's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
And then as you get closer it's a whole mess of like paint strokes and globs of paint and all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Marty's mad because Marty, why are you mad? Marty, tell us why you're mad.
Well, he's an Olympic gold medalist, and he needs to be, you know, he can do better.
You said it's a disservice to all the people,
yes,
who are not Olympic gold,
like,
medalists.
People like myself and Kane,
yeah,
you know, we can't, you know, go out and get the kind of girls he probably can.
Right. I'm not an Olympic swimmer.
You don't want a Playgirl or Playboy playmate, though, with pillow lips, right?
I mean, not long term, at least.
Right.
Yes. I love his honesty.
Well, he said political correctness later.
Yeah, I know.
Out.
It's so funny that he's like, but well, not long term. No, he's right with that. I mean, I'm looking at these chicks, and why would you risk an international incident for two fugly chicks? Why would you do that?
I don't get it.
And there's apparently in one picture they're licking each other, and it's not attractive licking. It's like, ugh, you know, maybe you were, but I'm just not. I mean, they're not like toned. They're not athletic looking. They're not just. And one of them wears too much makeup and drew her eyebrows on too thick. That's a situation with me, by the way. Marty's like, where are the pictures? Your eyebrows should not look like a bird's flying in the sky. Can we have a conversation really quick about this? Because I'm looking at these chicks. First off, eyebrows don't look like gradients. Okay, this caught on Instagram because you had drag queens who were doing their makeup. Drag queens invented contouring, by the way, so to have more feminized features. And I see grown women trying to do contouring. I'm like, knock it off. You just look like you got a dirty face. Quit it. And then I look at these chicks' eyebrows. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at the eyebrows. They look like birds flying in the sky. You know, like one side of a bird flying in the sky. It should not look like that. That's not even right. And they should not look like a gradient. You know, where it's real, it's lighter at the towards the nose, and then it gets darker. It should not. The brows don't look like that. Stop it. Because it looks crazy. You look like you got commas on your face. It's sideways. Quit it. I just got to have a top. I just have to have a conversation about that. That just aggravates the hell out of me. I see that. I'm like, no, no, no. I had one time I had a makeup artist. Where was I? I don't know where I was at. But they were trying to make my brows, they were trying to color them in, and I thought I was going to rip her hand off, like that alligator story where that woman went down into the, she went down in the swamp to grab a can, that gator shot up out of the water like a rocket, bit her hand off. I almost did that to this woman. I'm like, no, no, no. We don't have Flock of Seagulls eyebrows on Dana's face. We don't do that. That's not how we do. Now, Marty, I sent him a picture, and he goes, well, the chick on the right's not that bad. No bueno to the left. And I'm just, no, no. The one on the right is still not even. I mean, you're Ryan Lochte. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're Ryan Lochte, if you're going to be a playboy, play right. Don't get fugly chicks. And don't risk an international incident over a chick that is not hot. Don't risk an international incident over a chick, A. B, particularly over any that are not hot. And just don't do that. Stop. I just don't understand. Why is that? He aggravates me. Maybe Krauthammer's right. He's just dumb. And
I can see that. I mean, I can see that.
He's got a, his girlfriend replied, leave me out. When they were asked if they were still dating, and the response was, leave me out. So I don't think that she's too incredibly happy with him. But I don't know what the story is. I'm inclined to not believe Brazil, you know, like a third world government. What did they say? That he cracked a sandwich sign. Oh, my gosh. Let's pull a gun on somebody because they cracked a sandwich sign. But I'm just, you know, they said that there was one of the Brazilian newspapers said that the girls were visiting and they were at the club, and these two girls had pictures of themselves with Lochte, and they have them all over their social media accounts. And they were partying with them and drinking them in a VIP section, and that's how it went and all this stuff. And they said that they congratulated with him and all this jazz. And so I don't know. So it's just don't ever cover stuff up. Just come out and be honest with it.
He got caught up in the fame, it looks like.
Did you see, again, I don't care how ignorant this sounds. We're honest here. Dana doesn't do everybody's pretty, everybody's talented, everybody gets a trophy. Because some people are ugly and some people suck at sports and not everybody gets a trophy. And life isn't kittens and sunshine for everybody. But I'm looking at because Marty's like, these pictures aren't too bad. Marty, did you see the one of her in the shorts? Scroll down.
I didn't see that one either.
The leg goes right into the Converse. There's no slimming of the ankle. It shoots right down like a stump, right down into the shoe.
Did you post that? Where is that?
It's in the link that I gave you in Slack.
Hold on.
It's literally the lead story in Daily Mail right now. It sticks right into the shoe like a...
Oh, scroll down.
You don't wear high tops. Don't wear high tops if you... I mean, I'm just saying. There's
that
certain
one's
shoes
less flattering.
He's such a gentleman. It looks like I'm looking at too many Redwoods in Converse. You're like it's less flattering. Be honest about it. I told you, lay that PC crap to the side. You wouldn't be like dem legs, though. You wouldn't be like that. There's hardly even any slimming out of the bottom of the coochie cutters that she's wearing down to the rest of the leg. Don't risk an international incident over that, Ryan Lochte. Good grief. Oh, it was like the time that when we were, I got to tell you the story, and then we're going to go to Quick Five. We were in Puerto Rico, and we were on the beach, and I was with my kids, and this is my kid, you know, we're on the beach, my kids were making sandcastles, and this French couple came up, and she immediately, like, took off her clothes and was sunbathing right there. I guess they just do that, I have not been to France, but I guess they do that. I know in some beaches they at least go topless. She just whipped her off her top right there and just was, and what bothered me wasn't the fact so much that she just ripped off her top, but the fact that it was almost like she was so flat-chested, the characteristics of female breasts would probably have made an appearance on her back, as opposed to being, because it was so, and I just did not want that to be my son's first, you know what I mean? I don't know, but we told somebody and they made her cover up. I'm like, no, you can't do that. You do not have the figure for that. Put that up. And she was, you know, thin. But it was, I'm just like, no, we're not doing that. Like, I don't want that to, like, tarnish my children because they're so bad. Just don't. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour and time for Dana's Quick Five.
Yeah, Charles makes a good point on Twitter, by the way. Like, if Lochte went at a good time, are there not amazing women at the Olympic Village? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hi, have you seen some of the female track stars that
other
we got?
Olympians.
Hello. Hello, I'm just saying. Everyone's like, give him a break, he's drunk. No, he's an Olympic swimmer. No, you don't risk an international incident over redwood stumps.
He represents the U.S.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? We should demand more. All right, kicking into this. This is Quick Five. This is Matt Boyle is freaking out. He's the editor over at Bannon News, and he apparently was trying to work with Huffington Post to get one of their writers fired because he didn't like their position on Trump. And so he tried to create apparently a fake petition and authored it, sent it out saying, don't have this attached to me. And it ended up, of course, when you do that, it will become attached to you. And now it's out everywhere. I think he's currently freaking out on Twitter. That never goes well. A private school has banned parents from delivering forgotten lunches or books in a viral post that's dividing the internet. Reports, this is a couple of places. It's a Catholic high school for boys between 14 and 18. They're telling parents they want them to stop bailing out their kids. Some parents said that the punishment is too harsh. They put a sign up that says if you're dropping off your son's forgotten lunch, books, homeworks, equipment, etc., turn around and exit the building. Your son will learn to problem solve in your absence. And they say that one student says, it does make me think for myself, and I do try to fix it. But the rule has divided people because they're like, well, what? You know, we forget things, too, as adults. And, you know, one of the teachers said, I completely disagree with this. I would be pretty upset if I was paying a lot of money, $4,000 for one child a year, for my kid to attend a private school, and I wasn't allowed to bring them something that they forgot. I'm a teacher, and guess what? I also forget things. I agree. I actually agree with that. I think you pay for it. The parents should be able to decide how they want it.
I get the lesson, but this is kind of, you know, this is food. Mm-hmm. You got to feed kids so they can learn. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Yeah. I mean, I've had my kid one time forget his lunch, and my husband went and took it up to him at school. So, and I just look at it like this. I pay you. You don't determine when I can access my kid.
Exactly.
I do. Because I pay you. You are the product. I'm the purchaser of the product. That's how that works. It don't work in reverse. If the parent wants to determine that lesson, by all means, let them determine it. If the parents all get together and they determine that this is a lesson that they want to cross, that's fine. But you don't arbitrarily do something like this. I don't care who the hell you are, public or private school. You don't determine over a parent and take that sovereignty away from them and determine a rule such as that. End of story. Looking at this, the NSA got hacked. The Atlantic had a story up I was reading. Actually, this was like one of the first stories that I read this morning. The Atlantic has a story up where they're saying, yeah, the NSA totally got hacked. They have internal documents that discuss this and confirm that this week's leak came from the agency. This, it announced a never-before-seen group announced that it was in possession of a trove of malware developed by an elite hacking arm of the NSA, and they're trying to determine whether the code that the group released was truly developed by the NSA. So according to these documents that were obtained by Edward Snowden, reviewed by The Intercept, they said, that's what it was. That's exactly what it was. Everything that they were assuming was correct about this, that they were spying on system. Of course they were. It's the NSA. But interesting stuff. And The Gothamist has a piece. Well, there are apparently life-size naked Donald Trump statues appearing all over, everywhere. Have you heard about this?
Well,
this
I saw the one.
Apparently there's another. There's a couple of them. There's one in Union Square. It is so gross. Like, I can't even deal with it. It is so bad. But there's one in Union Square. There's all these videos, all of this stuff. But they say that, it's just right there in Union Square. And it just appeared. It just appeared there. Workers did remove it, though. They came out and brought a truck, and they scooped it all up. So if you were in New York and you were going to go see it, you can't now because they scooped it all up. Just weird. Why would somebody actually made that? And they put a lot of attention on the genitalia area. I'm like, you actually had to make a statue of that. And, you did that.
One of them looked like it was just made of butter. Like that's looks like it was just made of butter.
Yeah. The, what is it? The statement by the parks, Marty says, is amazing. Quote, New York City Parks stands firmly against any unpermitted erection in city parks, no matter how small.
Any what?
I don't know. That's literally their statement.
Oh, wow. That's okay.
Yeah. Somebody thought they were being clever. Look at that. All right, folks. The, we are, and I hope that this is something else, too, when Trump goes to, he's in Baton Rouge, and I believe he's going to speak. And if he does, while we're on air, we'll carry some of that. But I hope he hits, too, how this really impacts Louisiana's economy and gets into some of the jobs. I hope he hits, too, like how devastating Hillary Clinton and Obama were, particularly with offshore drilling and all that stuff near there. We're in an Obama economy, and a lot of people are in debt. Can you imagine a Clinton economy? And credit card companies, it feels for a lot of people like they have more control over their lives than the people actually do. But you have to realize you actually do have more control than you think. You have the right, in fact, to settle your debt for just a fraction of what you owe. If you're thousands of dollars in debt, you don't have to declare bankruptcy or consolidate everything into a huge loan. Just call National Debt Relief. They've helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. They have a proven track record with success in negotiating with creditors, and they are the advocates that you want in your corner. You don't have to panic every time your bills come in the mail. You don't have to pay just the minimum and give credit card companies thousands of dollars in interest. Be proactive and end the cycle of debt with National Debt Relief. They've helped so many people. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You deserve to know all of your options, and National Debt Relief may be the best choice you never knew you had. Call today by dialing *DEBT on your mobile phone. That's *DEBT or *3328. Cellular rates may apply.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You deserve to know all your options, and National Debt Relief may be the best choice you never knew you had. Call now by dialing *DEBT on your mobile phone. That's *DEBT or *3328. Cellular rates may apply.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball.
Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO-style event, dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Here's some important information from REU, Reading's electric utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Call Dana now at 844-344-3262.
Getting away from the word leverage, which in basic English, you're saying that you wouldn't give them the $400 million in cash until the prisoners were released, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's the big problem, because then it was discovered that that $400 million in cash and Swiss francs and everything else strapped to this these wooden pallets, that they were cleared to take off on an Iranian airline after the hostages were on a plane and were able to take off. And the White House says, oh, well, it's just, you know, all of this is just a payment on the money that we owe Iran after a failed arms deal from the 70s. But really, the coincidental timing of it all, the idea that it was absolutely that they didn't get any of it until, I mean, that's the lamest ever, the lamest ever. They're trying to say that this couldn't have been ransom because the hostages were released and then they got the money immediately after. Well, then why is it that it was timed strategically to arrive right after the hostages were released? I mean, there's a lot of questions with this. Quick break. What do you think about this deal? 844-344-DANA.
The Dana Show.
It's the middle of the night, and you wake up drenched, covered in sweat. Ew. Sure, you can crank up the AC all night, but who can afford that? So do what I did. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress and upgrade to a Casper. I'm sleeping as cool as the other side of the pillow every night. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams, guaranteeing that you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. It ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it super simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why I love my Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code Dana50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code Dana50, and get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
There's no better time than today to head into Redding Kia during their top quality sales event.
Here's your best deal on a 2016 Kia Optima. Zero down, zero first month payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month plus tax. ID 079711. Zero down, zero first month payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month to lease a brand new Optima.
36 months, 36,000 miles. Or how about a rock solid Kia Sedona compared with Odyssey and Sienna? Now $25,895 after $1,000 Kia customer cash. ID 185685.
This is not your mama's minivan.
One at this price, nine in stock. And every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any deal document processing charge must lease through Kia Motors Finance for Optima offer. Mileage penalty, 20 cents per mile over 36,000 miles on approval of credit subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com. Sale ends September 5th.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it. At Wind River Resort and Casino, play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash.
Cash.
It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise. Whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines, rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of.
Final drawing Wednesday, August 31st,
where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some restrictions may apply.
For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
Gold and silver prices change daily. With a solid reputation for more than 30 years in the bullion and coin business, the Gold Mart will help with questions regarding investing in gold, silver, and platinum. Whether you're considering diversifying a large portion of your retirement portfolio or purchasing an ounce or two to start your nest egg, the Gold Mart has the knowledge and experience to make your experience pleasant, and the Gold Mart never charges fees or commissions on your transactions, so you're assured of professional help without any high-pressure sales gimmicks. Call 221-4653 to make an appointment or stop by and speak with our friendly staff at 1191 Hilltop Drive in the Town and Country Square.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Connect with Dana at danaradio.com. The Dana Show.
Is she the best thing to happen to Trump's campaign so far?
Yes, she is. Absolutely. Just watching her in that interview with on CNN earlier this morning, she is just masterful. If she were the candidate, I think that Democrats would have a lot to worry about. She is so talented at focusing a message, at, I think, hitting Democrats without making it feel like a really ugly attack. And she's also very focused, very professional. We all know her. She's extremely responsive, and she has a whole lot of campaign experience, polling, getting people on the ground. So she is exactly what this campaign needs.
Huh. Patricia Murphy agrees with me. Kellyanne Conway is good for the campaign. So Pence and Trump are on the ground there in Baton Rouge. They went over, and they have to be hot because they're in suits, number one.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that you get dressed professionally on the campaign trail. I get it. But I don't think anybody would.
And it's very humid.
I don't think anybody would be like, you know what, you want to slip some shorts on. We're going to be all right with that. You know, I don't think anybody would begrudge because it is hot. I get you got to dress professionally. I understand that. But still,
we were waiting for them
saying
to speak.
That's
but
hot.
We were waiting for him to speak, but it's clear why he's not speaking at the moment.
Well, he went. He's there with Pence, like as I was saying, on the ground in Baton Rouge, and has been. They went over for a little bit and were taking supplies off of a truck. And again, it's gonna be hot because I was watching some of those other volunteers. It's hot and humid down there. So there, and that's good optics. And again, that's Conway. That's them Conway optics. That's what that is. But down there, are they? They're dressed somewhat similar. Well, no, Pence has a light blue shirt on. Trump has a white shirt on. It's like they kind of dressed a little bit alike. Louisiana governor had said, "This is what gets me." So like the governor and some other Democrats, they're sitting here going, "Oh, it's nothing but a photo op. It's nothing but a photo op." Now remember,
oh Lord,
back when they had when Bush was over. When he went over New Orleans, they got all mad. If a Republican goes down there, it's a photo op. If they go down there, it's a photo op.
And if they
don't go down there, then if you're a Barack Obama, then it's okay.
Yeah, you can't be everywhere.
But if you go down there, then it's a photo op if you're a Republican. But then if he didn't go down there, then it would have been what? Would they have said anything?
People,
I don't know if they
probably
would have said anything if Trump would have stayed, if he would have gone down there, because then by them acknowledging that, by them saying if Trump hadn't gone down there and they weren't, and if they had said anything about it, they would be indicting Obama for not going down there.
I think
so. He goes down there and it's a photo op, according to the governor, which seems kind of crappy. That seems really crappy to say.
Yeah.
Kane?
Yeah, I really think that if he didn't go down, they would have, their rebuttal to Obama not being there would be, well, Trump didn't go either. Trump did, you know, no one went, you know, so it's never about the action. It's always about the moral equivalent of what actually happened.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, if you're a Republican, you don't get a fair shake in this media. It's just the way it is.
I was looking to see what... I'm going to pull up... I want to see what... of course, Trump, the Manafort resigning is the top story with Trump campaign today, which aggravates me because that, again, it stuffs all over the speech last night. It kind of makes me wonder if that was what... I don't know if that's something that the campaign decided or if that was something that he determined to do on his own. I don't know. Like, decide to do, you know, at that point. That story is outranking how Clinton lied about Colin Powell telling her to use a private email. It's beating that. And then the it gets into... Then the Louisiana thing is way down. It's way, way down. And then the story about Milo Yiannopoulos taking $100,000 for charity and pocketing it and putting it in his bank account and not distributing it. That's even further down. But the Manafort resigning, that aggravates me because that's outranking the Clinton lying to the FBI about Colin Powell telling her to use her private email. That's what I'm saying. I hope that when he gives his speech, when Trump gives a speech later, that kind of hijacks maybe the media stuff away from Manafort. I don't know if that was the campaign that determined today was the best day for him to go, if it was after that AP story or what, but it's like that's the one thing that aggravates me, and I hope Conway changes. When they do something right, they step all over it the next day. Stop doing that. Stop it. Let the speech, give the speech some breathing room, and let that swell in the headlines a bit. And then do the next thing. And then have a succession of good things that you do and keep that momentum up. Going down, like I said, to Baton Rouge was great. So I'm hoping that while he's down there, like I said, he hits the president and former Secretary of State Democrat nominee, Hillary Clinton. I hope he hits Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton for having the time to have a fundraiser together. Obama raised money for Hillary Clinton, really swanky. It was almost $34,000 a plate, $33,400 a plate for this fundraiser, that real super fancy fundraiser they had just a couple of days ago. So he can take time out from his vacation to do that. She can go up to Martha's Vineyard, have a $33,400 per plate fundraiser for herself. They can't go down and do anything for Baton Rouge. You've got to be kidding me. Got to be kidding me. And I hope he hits that. I hope he hits it hard. Because that's ridiculousness. Ridiculousness. And I told you that was what the media was really, really, really going to be focusing on. That Manafort stuff. Of course, you had to know that. And looking at the speech is getting... The speech he had last night is getting some really good fair play. I hope Washington Post, this just aggravates me to no end. Chris Cizilla, have you heard the spin on why Obama is not visiting Louisiana? Well, first we heard it was because, the president can't be everywhere at once. I mean, he could be on vacation and raise $33,400 a plate for Hillary Clinton. Washington Post says this, I'm quoting, Obama just doesn't like to fake it if he doesn't want to do something or thinks it's stupid to do. Regardless of whether it actually is stupid, he won't do it. That's why Obama won't break off his vacation in Martha's Vineyard or stop playing golf on said vacation to travel to Louisiana. Because he believes he can monitor the situation as well or better from where he is. And that sole reason to go to Louisiana is for the theatrical piece of politics, a piece that he not only rejects, but detests. You mean the president? Who, upon receiving the four flag-covered caskets of four dead Americans from Benghazi, who positioned the hearses in an airplane hangar in a semi-circular, quasi-sunburst fashion in which the caskets were placed and the dais was set up with ferns and he had a press conference about Benghazi blaming a video? That wasn't theatrical? That wasn't theatrical piece of politics? When he gets and talks about compromising Second Amendment rights and fills up a stage behind him with children, that's not the theatrical piece of politics? It's not that at all? His entire campaign is the result of theatrical piece of politics. His entire campaign and everything that swept him into office was based on theatrics. It was based on branding. It was based on marketing. It was based on the theater of the mind, the hope and change poster, the insane iconography, all of that. That all is him. He is 100% a theatrical piece of politics. And so to somehow suggest that he is suddenly opposed to that, or he finds it repulsive, goes against everything that he has ever been these past almost 8 years now. This is the president who takes pictures of himself looking in the mirror to remember people that he posts on Instagram and on Twitter during the whatever observance of their death. This is a person who cannot mark any sort of occasion or instance without a photo of himself on Instagram or Twitter. He is everything that theatrical politics is. And to somehow suggest that going down and showing solidarity with drowning Louisiana residents, that going down and somehow showing solidarity with them is a photo op, that disregarding what the editor, the editorial staff, rather, of the Advocate paper in Louisiana, they're saying, cut your vacation short and come down here. In 2005, The Hill notes, George W. Bush's presidency was declared over because he waited 2 days to cut a vacation short to return to the White House to directly engage in a relief strategy around hurricane-ravaged Katrina. On the third day, he visited the Gulf Coast to himself survey the damage. And the headlines were horrific. I mean, it was awful. The headlines included, and this is from USA Today and everything else noted by The Hill, a compassionate Bush was absent right after Katrina, the seven worst moments of George W. Bush's presidency. Kanye West rips Bush at telethon. What if they were white? Jesse Jackson lashes out at Bush over Katrina response. Katrina thrusts race and poverty into national stage. Bush and Congress under pressure to act. How race shaped Bush's response to Katrina. And it went from Bush didn't go, waited 3 days to visit, to Bush is a big racist because of Kanye West. You have 13 people dead. 85,000 people have applied for federal disaster aid. 30,000 people are rescued. Over 40,000 are displaced. And in fact, Livingston Parish Sheriff Jason Ard was quoted as saying, we've been through Hurricane Gustav, Katrina, Isaac, and Rita, and this, without a doubt, is the roughest we've ever had in this parish. And Bush was criticized for waiting 3 days. What if he had been playing golf, they note, with celebrities in one of the richest zip codes in the country? Would the headlines be everywhere? Would they portray him as out of touch if he was on the golf course with Larry David laughing it up, having a cold drink? Would they go after him and his family, partying, having parties busted? Instead, the president has been on a 2-week vacation, and he paused his vacation long enough to go and fundraise for Hillary Clinton, a 5-figure per plate. He has been radio silent on this. Bush had said, while viewing the wreckage, quote, I don't think anybody can be prepared for the vastness of the destruction. You can look at a picture, but until you sit on that doorstep of a house that used to be or stand by the rubble, you just can't imagine it. CNN called the devastation in Louisiana historic. Advocates' editorial board said the Baton Rouge is calling on the president to end his vacation. They say a disaster this big begs for the personal presence of the president at ground zero. Vacation or not, a hurting Louisiana needs you now, President Obama. And now that you have a Republican candidate that has gone down to survey firsthand the devastation, the displacement, the destruction, the death, helped unload trucks, and is not playing on a golf course like the current president, not hosting a $5-figure-per-plate fundraiser like the presidential hopeful on the Democrat side. Suddenly, everyone has now immediately moved the goalpost, and they say, well, it's nothing more than a photo op. You're damned if you do. You are damned if you don't. We will use the suffering as pawns, whatever it takes as an apparatus to propel who we want into the White House. And as they're used as pawns, people suffer still. 844-344-DANA. We have Florida Man on the way. The United States Concealed Carry Association. This is a fantastic organization. They actually have a tip out right now on their website that instructs you on how you should handle it if you are in a vehicle. I can't believe things have come to this, but so it is. If you're in a vehicle and you have to somehow... you have to get through somehow protesters who are blocking the road. It's like a thing now. It's kind of amazing to me, but that's kind of how it is. That's where we are in society. They also are huge supporters of our Second Amendment rights, and they help people walk through the legalities of what you do after you are forced to use your lawfully carried firearm in defense of yourself or your loved ones. And they're also doing a raffle called the Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners get $1,500 to purchase any gun that they want. There are no restrictions on brand, caliber, or anything. None. You just visit protectanddefend.com to enter today. It's simple, it's quick, and it's free to do. Your entry to win your dream gun, you got 10 chances because they pick 10 winners. And again, there's no restrictions. So I don't know what's calling your name. Maybe it's a handgun. Maybe it's a new rifle. You can enter to win free at protectanddefend.com today from the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. That's protectanddefend.com.
Here's your health care update with America's health care advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantor plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, americashealthcareadvocate.com, that website, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
As we head into the summer this year, all I can think about is being outside and exercising and doing fun stuff with my family every chance I get. It's that one time of the year that I want to make sure that my energy level is at its peak so I can enjoy all the fun stuff. Do you feel like you're dragging and you need more energy? If you haven't joined me yet in the Super Beats Revolution, what are you waiting for? You've heard me say it over and over. Beets are a nutrition goldmine. I love that I'm doing something healthy and I have amazing all-day energy and stamina. I take Super Beats every day. I've been using this product for over a year and it works. I can feel the energy that it gives me within 20 minutes and I want you to feel it too. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit danaschutesbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get the free book Beat the Odds and free shipping on the whole thing. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danaschutesbeats.com.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205. Or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else. The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com. We're going to be opening up phones here shortly, and it is time. It's time for Florida Man.
Hey, brother, it's time to check in on Florida Man.
So, a Florida babysitter left a baby alone in the car to go to Chipotle. Clara Elise Tower. Chipotle is gross. I don't like it. Clara Elise Tower faces charges of child neglect. Alamonte Springs, Florida, 25-year-old babysitter was arrested on Wednesday on allegations of leaving a baby alone in a hot car while she went into a Chipotle restaurant in Orange County. Winter Garden Police said Florida woman Claire Elise Tower now faces charges of child neglect. According to a passerby noticed a child locked inside the vehicle near Daniels Road, called authorities. They found a small, blonde-haired baby girl and a car carrier inside a Nissan that was parked next to a dumpster in a parking lot near several stores. The car was not running. The child had a sweaty head, face, and arms. The temperature inside the car was over 90 degrees, and there was a heat index of 98. The officer broke the car window and took the child into an air-conditioned store. It's not known how long the child, who was not seriously injured, was alone in the car. The woman arrived at the vehicle and identified herself, saying she was the child's babysitter. The mother was contacted, and she picked up the girl. The mother said she hired Tower in June from an online service. Tower was arrested and taken to jail. How dumb must you be when you go to... It's 90 degrees outside. Good heavens. What is wrong with people? Florida man is arrested for shooting an alligator that attacked his son. That's a shame. Bushnell, Florida. A Florida man was arrested after he shot and killed an alligator that threatened his horses and attacked his stepson, WFLA reports. Reginald Blanton, 74, said he shot the gator because he saw it moving closer to his horses. When his 58-year-old stepson arrived to help move the body, the animal lunged at him and bit his leg. Blanton said he was just protecting his animals, but the sheriff's office charged him with unlawfully killing a gator without a permit. I guess you got to go get a permit. You know, well, wait a minute, Mr. Gator, don't eat my horses. Let me go get a permit to... They say, see, you can charge a human for shooting a gator if they're trying to kill your livestock, but the gator doesn't get charged for trying to hurt your livestock because that would also be killing an animal, animal cruelty, etc. You know, because we're also a part of it, the animal kingdom. That's dumb. It's self-defense. Come on. All right, quick break. Third hour on the way. Stay with us.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Gordon Griffin. Four people returned to their homes Friday as firefighters made big progress against a huge wildfire burning in Southern California's San Bernardino National Forest, but that was tempered by the announcement that at least 96 homes and 213 outbuildings were destroyed. Cal Fire's Kathy Mattingly says crews are trying to set up fire breaks to protect neighborhoods, so some residents have to wait a little while longer before being allowed to return home.
There are still areas that are threatened. Until we can get those containment lines constructed and provide that barrier between the burned area and the green.
The fire charred nearly 58 square miles and is 40% contained. There is more bad news for South Florida. Miami's South Beach has been identified as a second site of Zika transmission by mosquitoes on the U.S. mainland. Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine says local governments are aggressively spraying to combat the Zika virus.
I got to tell you this, I said it last night and I'll say it again. Between our efforts and the county's spraying efforts, the last thing I'd ever want to be on Miami Beach right now is a mosquito.
Five cases of Zika have been connected to mosquitoes in Miami Beach, bringing the state's caseload to 36 infections not related to travel outside of the U.S. Containing it will be difficult in Miami Beach. The high-rise buildings and strong winds are making it impractical to spray the area from the air. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says that FEMA will start paying for hotel rooms for flood victims staying in cars, hotels, shelters, or their workplaces. A disaster food stamp program will begin Monday, and the state intends to start consolidating shelters this weekend as more of the displaced return home or find other places to stay. The flooding prompted more than 30,000 rescues and left an estimated 40,000 homes damaged. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's got to be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Obama administration is facing a storm of criticism after acknowledging a $400 million cash payment to Iran 7 months ago was contingent on the release of American prisoners. Kansas Republican Congressman Mike Pompeo, a member of the House Intelligence Committee, says that the payment was more than just bad politics.
So it's awful, first of all, that we were deceived by the administration about the nature of the entire deal, the echo chamber of lies about the Iran deal, which allowed it to go forward, and put Americans at risk.
And that puts a target on every American who travels abroad.
We now know the price. So every American, whether you travel abroad or you're here, we now know the price that this administration is prepared to pay to get you back.
Congressman Pompeo spoke on the Salem Radio Network. A State Department spokesman says that the U.S. was not paying ransom but returning Iran's money held since sanctions began. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. An international charity is rescuing animals from a zoo in the Gaza Strip where conditions have been going downhill fast.
The Four Paws Charity says some animals will be taken to a rescue center in Jordan. The zoo's only tiger will go to a sanctuary in South Africa. The zoo's owner says the animals are being donated because the zoo doesn't have the ability to give them anything. In the past, the zoo turned to taxidermy to keep its deceased animals on display. Another zoo in the Strip painted stripes on donkeys, trying to make them look like zebras.
Correspondent Rich Thomas and former Baylor University president Ken Starr has resigned his post as a law school professor. That's Starr's last tie with a faith-based campus in Waco, Texas. The school is still reeling from a sexual assault scandal involving its football team. Starr is best known for prosecuting sex scandal charges against former President Bill Clinton. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you run.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your.
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Did you know some newer TVs, DVD players, and other items like chargers for electronic devices constantly draw a small amount of energy, even when off or not in use? When possible, either unplug or use power strips so you can easily turn off multiple items at once. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
The Dina Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dina Show.
What we would like to do is get him to continue to give speeches like the two we heard this week and that you're going to hear again very soon. Monday, fighting radical Islam, very specific, very solution-centric.
Teleprompter-based.
Teleprompter-based.
So meaning stick to the what you would like him to do is to stick to the message.
What I would like him to do is let everyone get the benefit of his leadership. You know, he scores very well in strong leader, and that's what so many Americans are starving for.
Kellyanne Conway discussing the strategy of Trump's speeches going forward, and she does well, and hopefully we'll see they'll stick to that. Very good stuff. I want to share this study made me incredibly sad. I was looking at this on break, so. Daily Mail has it up with photos and video, and it's depressing. If a boy, a girl, a cat, and a dog were abandoned in a park, who would be rescued first? It was a social experiment that tested the reactions of passerby. This was conducted in New York City, so you might have different results elsewhere. So the first that came up was the 6-year-old girl, Carly. The second was the dog. The third was the cat, and the fourth was the boy, in terms of the order that they did them. So the first one was the girl. She went up. Her rescue time took 3 minutes and 2 seconds. She was alone just 3 minutes and 2 seconds before a woman came over and asked if she was okay. The six-year-old girl that took part in the experiment, she was approached by this female passerby who said, "I was watching the playground and I saw her standing by herself. And then I looked around to see who was with her, and I didn't see anybody. So I went over and asked if you were okay." The woman asked Carly if she knew her phone number, and she got her phone out to call her mom. The second rescue was the dog, Charlie. Rescue time, 4 minutes and 36 seconds. Charlie, the little, they say it's a pug, but that's a Frenchie. He was a rescue dog from Sado Project. He was left alone, wandering with his little leash on, attached for 4 minutes and 36 seconds when a woman stopped to check if he had an owner. She said he just looked so lost and scared. The third was the cat, Mrs. Parberry.
I knew it.
10 minutes and 16 seconds. The cat was left in a carrier unattended. The woman who rescued the cat says, "I was very upset. She looked afraid." And meanwhile, the boy was never rescued. The six-year-old boy who took part in the experiment was not approached one time. And they finally called the experiment off after 45 minutes. He was a six-year-old little boy, and he sat cross-legged on a curb looking confused. He even asked people for help. No one stopped. He asked someone, "Help me." No one stopped. And that is the result of this survey. And it makes me sick. Because this, to me, when I look, not one person after 45 minutes stopped for him. And all of the people who did stop, and this is related, I think, were women. Now, I don't know if they think that just a boy looks threatening or if society just expects boys to be on their own from a very early age, that boys just, that's just it for them, that boys aren't going to, boys can just, you know. One of the commenters said boys learn from a young age that they're on their own. No one helps boys. I'm a mother of sons, so. And the other thing that sets that I think is related to this is it was all women who stopped. And I put this out on Twitter. And I said that this whole thing made me sad. And there was a man who replied to the effect of, "Well, men are kind of afraid to stop and help anymore. Because men, there is the legend of predation that now has grown up around men. Men are viewed and encouraged to be viewed by society as predators. So if a man were to stop and ask if a lost child was okay, he would be immediately viewed as a predator. And men don't want to assume that risk, and so they don't do it." Now, I don't know if that's somewhat related to the fact that the little boy was never helped. And he looks really young. It's not that he looked old. It's not that he looks like a little boy. He's just a little boy. No one stopped to help little six-year-old Sam. And it is, to me, it's kind of amazing. I think that's a huge indictment of New York. I don't know how this would fare out elsewhere. I don't know how this would play out in Texas or Missouri or anywhere else. But I think that says a lot, that men didn't stop to help and the little boy was the last to be helped. Third wave feminists better be very careful demonizing men. Y'all better be very careful. Because Frankenstein's monster always comes back. And you will create a demographic that is going to be unattached from society, doesn't want to help, and you all will be on your own. Now, to me, I would have probably helped because I have sons. I don't know. If I would have just seen a kid, no matter, regardless of the sex, I'd immediately. If I saw a dog wandering around without its leash, I would definitely react to kids quicker. If they're not all lined up in a row, you know what I mean? But the cat in a carrier, I don't know if I would have noticed it, because the cat's in a carrier. It wasn't out. I mean, you had to really look, you know what I mean? So that was different. Kane, what does that say to you, though? Because this depresses the hell out of me.
Well, you know, you're right about how guys would probably be scared to be seen as a predator type which is why they wouldn't probably help. Like, if I was at the park with my kids, I wouldn't have a problem. If I noticed this kid unattended for several minutes, I probably wouldn't have a problem saying something or, you know, walking up to him, or at very least finding authorities to do it.
Right.
But the fact that this kid wasn't any attempt at all after 45 minutes, that's pretty telling.
And then he reached out to people and they avoided him.
That's pretty telling.
That's amazing. I don't think society values boys. I don't.
No, they don't.
I don't think society values boys at all. And I definitely think that they don't value, everyone always says, oh, this is, you know, patriarchy. No, we live in a matriarchal society right now. And there's been a war on boys that's been going on for quite some time. They're viewed as predators, they're viewed as bullies, everything else. And girls can be incredibly manipulative, and I say this as I am one. And it angers me so much. This is the number one thing that when I had my child, when I was 21, that caused me to leave the left. Because it just didn't, you can't be a feminist and raise, and you cannot be a feminist in today's society. You cannot be a third wave feminist and be a mother to a son. Because your values as a third wave feminist are directly polar opposite to raising a healthy young man. And so that was the thing that pushed me. But this makes me so angry. Even the damn cat was rescued. But nobody approached the little boy. Nobody approached the boy. And it's like, what is a society? I have two sons, and I'm trying to do everything I can to get them prepared to deal with society. How society is, you know, and I see this every single day. I see it in marketing. I see it in commercials. I see it in Hollywood. I see it everywhere. It's one of the reasons why I like superhero stuff so much. And I think that's why boys still like, you know, why they like it too, because it's one of the only things where men are still allowed to be heroes. And it aggravates me. As a mother of sons, my number one opponent are social justice warriors. These people who just, you know, they want, it's not enough. They don't want equality. They want the destruction of the male sex. But this study, my gosh, this made me so sad in looking at this. I definitely would have saved the cat last. I'll be straight with you. I'd have saved that cat if I would have saved the cat at all. I just don't have an emotional connection with cats. I hate them. I really do. I'm sorry. They creep me out. I think it's because they just creep me out so bad. Because they have bacteria in their feces that can screw with your brain if you're pregnant and all of this stuff. But I don't have daughters, but I'm like a little girl, a little boy. If I would see a kid there, I would immediately. I've done it before. I found lost children two times. That I have come across kids who couldn't find their parents in a grocery store. And it happens. You know, moms think your kid's right there and you reach to get something off a shelf. And I'm immediately, because I'm, you know, my antenna is up for anybody who would prey on kids. And so I'm like, oh, you know, let's find your mom. Let's go to the front of the store. Let's talk to the manager. Let's have your name. Let's call for her name on the sound system. But, and of course the dog, you know. That cat, no. And that cat was wearing like a pink bib thing. It was creepy. I'm just going to put that out there.
Maybe if the kid was wearing a leash, the boy.
Gosh, you know, how sad is that? I hate people. Oh, gosh, I have zero faith in humanity. Put not your faith in men. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
Where's super feminist President Obama on the 19th Amendment, some people are asking? Because it's the anniversary of the 19th Amendment. You know, well, it was yesterday, 96 years ago yesterday, the 19th Amendment was ratified at the Constitution, giving women the right to vote. Democrats really opposed it at the time. Oh, my gosh. Go look back and see who was anti-suffrage. And a lot of people were tweeting about it, except for the president. He wasn't there. But he was trying to sell tote bags. So there's that. Just trying to sell tote bags. I don't think that he, I didn't make anything about it because I'm like, okay, yay. Do we have to seriously have, you know, but that's not my thing, though. That's not my shtick, is, you know, the inequality stuff. It is his, though. So it's just kind of funny that they didn't. The first snow is accumulating, apparently. What? The first accumulating snow could happen just weeks from now in some U.S. cities. Oh, boy. Weather Weather.com says that it's kind of hard to believe, given that it's mid-August, but the earliest that accumulating snow can fall is just weeks away. They have a map, and of course, it's in, you know, places definitely in Colorado and in parts of Idaho and some North Dakota, Wyoming, and some parts of Wisconsin. But that's where they've actually had snow accumulate, and even sometimes in, you know, early September. September is when several western and northern cities they stay in the lower 48 have seen their earliest accumulating snow of the season. Interesting. Yeah, I'm not ready for that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not into that. This audio snippet 11, an autistic Native American says a White House official assaulted him for wearing a Redskins shirt. Listen to this.
College student who was visiting Washington, D.C. on a school trip says he was beaten up for wearing a Redskins jersey.
And the person he got into a fight with, a White House official in charge of American Indian education. Our News 9's Dana Hertnicki spoke with both sides today. Dana?
Well, that student is actually Native American. He is also autistic. He says he wore the Redskins jersey because he was in Washington, D.C. However, when he showed up wearing it at a powwow, that's when the trouble started. Within seconds of arriving, he was approached by William Mendoza.
He comes to me and he calls me the word wheatard, not retard with an R. You're a wheatard for not understanding that Redskins is offensive. Where are you from? You're so stupid and uneducated that you don't understand the Redskins is offensive. And I tell him I'm from Oklahoma. And that's when he spits on me.
The two sides also disagree on who threw the first punch, but the ensuing fight left both men injured. Dahl says he had to undergo multiple surgeries on his hand that he still can't use.
Well, look at that. Yeah, and so that's...
I mean, think of the irony here.
Mm-hmm.
The White House official beats up an actual American Indian over the offensiveness of a team label.
Violating the Ruby Valley Treaty and beating up actual Native Americans because you don't like their Redskins shirt.
Democrats.
Yeah, yay, sorry. We're going to just march some. Why don't you just go ahead and do another trial then? I mean, good heavens. I'm being facetious, but they were the ones who did it in the first place. Somebody call Elizabeth Warren. She is like the Supreme Princess Indian, right? Oh, wait, no, that's right. She's not. So crazy. Folks, if you want all-day energy with only 3 grams of sugar, you need to check out some Super Beets. It's loaded with dietary nitrates. See, Super Beets is a functional food for circulation that you can drink. It's not like coffee, which is fake energy, and you crash from that. And it's also not good for your circulation, a lot of coffee. But Super Beets, loaded with dietary nitrates, that helps produce nitric oxide in the body, and it's where you get the energy from. It actually helps to support healthy blood pressure, too. Packed with electrolytes, all kinds of good stuff. You'll feel it working in as little as 20 minutes, and it doesn't taste like vegetables. Thanks to this patented drying process that they have, it's just this mild berry flavor. You'll love the taste. And if you don't, look, you don't pay. It's just as simple as that. You get a money-back guarantee on a proven product that works. And, in fact, nitrate studies have been given Nobel Prizes in science. So get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order, regular or black cherry. You'll get the free book, free strips to measure out working in your body, and you get your free shipping and money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit danashootsbeats.com. That's 1-800-664-5617, danashootsbeats.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
My home county has a thick notebook called the General Erosion and Sediment Control Plan, which supposedly dictates how all new construction should handle water runoff. But not all new construction causes erosion. We were actually required by these rules to cut the roots of an entire row of trees and place plastic erosion fencing in the ground. First, there was no erosion there at all. And second, had there been, trees are nature's most perfect way to control it. Instead of relying on thick notebooks of regulations, we ought to look through the lens of liberty. And remember that every situation is different. Instead of applying punitive and costly government rules, we need to apply common sense.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and iSeries bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members. Every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, hear what's going on, many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform, so tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-off, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisades Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
So this story I'm going to share with you next, a mother sent her, a black mother sent her child to school. And she's like, you know, sometimes you run out of time in the morning and you don't really have time to do everything that you want to. Sometimes people forget lunches, like that one school. You got to bring the lunch up. But she just put a headband in her hair and sent her to hair, or sent her to school. And her hair, she had a headband in her hair. And the little girl had asked her teacher to put her hair back because she was hot. And her teacher did. And her mother lost her mind. She said that while I'm 100% sure the teacher had no ill intentions when she decided to do my child's hair, but more so just wanted to get her hands in some black hair. Against my better judgment, I assumed the unspoken rule about not touching black hair was well known. Needless to say, no matter what the circumstances may be, She says the hair gets braided down daily. She, like, is attacking the teacher over it. And she said it was a racial thing. And I'm like, what on earth is, what the heck is going on? So the child should hate her white teacher? Or she should, because she asked her to help her put her hair up because it was hot. What on earth? We'll discuss this. Keep it here.
The Dana Show.
The need to support our veterans is an ongoing effort that is very important to me. Now, as many of you know, I work closely with the Purple Heart Foundation in raising awareness for veterans and their needs. It's our duty to our country and our privilege to help these veterans when they return home, and the Purple Heart Foundation is doing just that every day. Now, I support the Purple Heart Foundation because of the wide range of services they provide for veterans across the country, making sure they know that they're not alone. My friends at the Purple Heart Foundation celebrate the heart of every veteran by providing emotional, physical, educational, and financial support for veterans and their families. And remember, the Purple Heart Foundation doesn't just help combat wounded soldiers. They help all veterans and their families, carrying on the legacy of the Purple Heart. In honor of those who have served, pledge your support to the Purple Heart Foundation today. Go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. You can donate a vehicle or cash. That's 888-414-4483. givetopurpleheart.org.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO-style event. Dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of bright and jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad Davin here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
If it's happening, Dana's on it.
It's out!
It's out!
It's out! The Dana Show.
So we were talking about this story before we went to break. I'm exhausted by everybody else's ridiculously. Everybody wants to be a victim baggage. I'm so damn tired of it all. So I was looking at this story. It's all over Facebook. So this mother was talking about how after she washed her hair and was getting ready in the morning, they were running slightly behind to school. And she writes, I decided against my better judgment to let my daughter go to school with a headband and let her curls out. Big mistake. It's a black mother and her daughter, which I really don't think should matter, but whatever. So Thursday afternoon, she says, like every day, I went to pick up my daughter from her school playground. And as she ran towards me, all I could do was mouth to myself, WTF. Seeing my reaction, her teacher scurried behind her, quickly offering an exonerating explanation as to why my daughter didn't look the way she did only a few hours earlier. She says, I did her hair. I hope you don't mind. She said she was hot. I was furious. My blood was boiling, and there were no nice words I could find. I offered a limp smile and could barely utter, it's fine. I was fuming. My daughter's hair had been brushed, and I couldn't tell you, embellished with rubber bands and barrettes out of the teacher's own supply. For about 30 minutes, she says, to an hour, I called the school and spoke with the director and asked that Lyric's hair not be touched by anyone at all for any reason. She assured me she would talk to the teachers, but I could tell she really didn't care. For days, I debated with my cousin, a former daycare teacher, about the violation, boundary infringement, and a subliminal message being taught to my daughter. My cousin argued that the teacher had no ill intentions towards my child, that she thought she was doing a good thing. She assured me her actions meant that Lyric was a favorite in the school, and now that I have made this an issue, they will probably treat her differently now. While I'm 100% sure the teacher had no ill intentions when she decided to do my child's hair, but more so just wanted to get her hands in some black hair. Against my better judgment, I assumed the unspoken rule about not touching black hair was well known. Needless to say, no matter what the circumstances may be, no matter how tired I am, that hair gets braided now daily. I refuse to allow my child to be misled into believing her beauty and worth are defined by what pleases the pale faces of the world. I'm a patron of the facility, not for beauty treatments, but first to educate and second to care for my child. She says, I have stigmatized myself as that mom and hope my daughter doesn't suffer ill treatment as a result. She goes, would I feel strongly? This is what she's like. Would I feel strongly about the situation had her teacher been black and decided to do her hair? Nope. Because to me, that would have been a sister looking out, a homegirl hookup because of the unspoken understanding all black people share. Is that biased, ignorant, racist? Call it what you want. But because of the history of the black body in relation to white people, I will never be okay with white hands in my child's hair. So... The little girl was hot, asked her teacher to help her with her hair. She put her hair up, and the mom's freaking out and unmasked herself as a racist over it.
Absolutely. And the little girl had no... The little girl's not racist. The little girl just wanted to help with her hair.
Can we establish... Maybe there's... I don't know if there's an unwritten rule about... I know that my black girlfriends are very particular about their hair. As a woman, I don't touch any other woman's hair as a woman. Now, if I'm not... You know, I don't... White or black, because you don't touch... You just don't mess with a lady's hair.
That's pretty intimate.
Yeah. I mean, well, and, you know, you just because you mess it up. You know, good heavens. But Marty says, same here. No, shush up, Marty. Marty's like, you don't touch my hair either. But if I was a teacher and a student, regardless of the color, had said, I'm hot, can you help me put my hair up? What if the teacher hadn't done it? Can we examine that for a minute?
It'll be a damned if you do, damned if you don't
right.
situation.
Right. If she hadn't done it, would she have been viewed as a racist.
Right.
Like, what, did you not want to touch my child's hair or something like that?
Why
right,
aren't you
exactly.
helping the black kid out? No,
exactly.
That's exactly what it would be.
And the teacher actually, like, really want, I mean, the way it sounds and the way it's written, like, she apparently divided it into plates and then did the breadth. Like, she really wanted, she made it look nice. She didn't just, like, pull it back, like, half-assed.
Mom was jealous, it looks like.
Well, I mean, I think that what the mom thought, to me, it seems like the mom's a racist, yes. But it also seemed to me like she was projecting her own guilt on this teacher. Like, the mom was viewing this as a slight. Like, she ran out of time in the morning and... Because she ran out of time in the morning, another woman had to fulfill her child's need. And she shouldn't feel that way because that happens to parents all the time. You know, so I mean, gosh, there's some times where, my kid may have a cold Pop-Tart. There's one morning my kid had a cold Pop-Tart and orange juice and a slice of bacon. And we were rushing out the door because things happen sometimes, you know. Not every the perfect parenting doesn't exist. But what I find unfortunate is that she decides to project this onto this other lady. Because that's how I view it. I think it's twofold. I think the mom's a racist. At least I'm judging it on her racial talk here. But also I think the mom is mad and she's projecting her guilt over not being able to, in her mind, take care of her daughter's hair before she left and the teacher fulfilling the need that the mom wasn't able to. The mom shouldn't feel like that. That's her own security that she's projecting onto someone else. And as a way to excuse it, she's portraying it as racist. And that's really unfortunate because she's teaching her daughter something awful there. And that's not it at all. You know, that's not it at all. The teacher cared and cared enough to really do, you know, try to do a good job and cared enough to help the child out.
Here's what I would say. Where's the damages? Like, what was the damage?
Right.
What do you think it could be? Because then, well, we'll compensate you. Or what's the damage? What is it? Because you're really being outrageous over nothing. And there's a whole, it seems like there's a whole generation of people just growing up with this thought process where there's a separation because of skin color. And it isn't white people that are being taught this. It's black people being taught this.
And I wouldn't have thought anything about it. If I was a teacher and a kid, no matter what their color, said, hey, can you help pull my hair back? I would have done it.
Yeah, because this isn't a racial thing. It takes a mind, a racist mind, to make this a racist thing.
That's sad to me. This is so sad to me. You know, what does she tell the daughter when they're going home? Like, she just wanted to have her hands into some black hair. Who talks like that? For crying out loud. And then she admits, no, I wouldn't have been, I am acting the way I am because it was a white woman who did it. And
yeah,
and
she even
woman.
Says, call it what you want, racist, whatever. So she is actually...
Okay, so you're a racist.
Yeah, so she's actually more comfortable being called a racist than a mom who didn't braid her kid's hair.
Right.
It's a backwards world.
That's insane to me.
That's a backwards world.
That's insane to me. She's just projecting her security onto this teacher. And I feel bad about the teacher. I feel bad for the teacher because, you know, she's damned. And I don't know what the school's, you know. So now what's this little girl going to do? What if she needs help from her teacher again? What if it has nothing to do with her? Is she now going to, because you know the mom probably said, and I'm just judging by her attitude here. I'm looking at it like it's a pattern with what she has says here. I wonder if she's going to instruct her child, don't ask that white lady or don't ask that teacher for any assistance anymore. So what does that teach her daughter about asking people for help if she needs it?
It's about racial division. That's what she's learning.
That's so sad. See, this stuff isn't, you're not, but this stuff is taught, folks. You're not born with this sort of mindset against people. You're taught it. This little girl's being taught this. Good heavens. And that's just sad to me. That is so sad. Like, I hate when adults, I can't stand when adults sit here and push their baggage onto kids. It is so sad. Just stop it. Target is spending $20 million, they're freaking out, on single-stall bathrooms after that transgender policy uproar. Washington Examiner says that they're spending $20 million in cash money on adding single-stall bathrooms to all of its locations by next year. While the Target chief financial officer, Kathy Smith, admit that they're freaking out. But she says, quote, "We are not satisfied with our second quarter traffic and sales performance because that backlash cost them business." The single-stall bathrooms are already in a vast majority of Target locations. They're going to be fully installed by next March. So single-stall bathrooms, just like what, a main bathroom that everybody goes in and it's a single? Explain that to me. Single-stall bathrooms, that's what we already have anyway, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's just a bathroom.
Well, in the ladies' room.
It's a ladies' room with a bunch of single stalls, or if it's several ladies' rooms, each with their own individual facilities.
Yeah, that's USA Today is reporting on this as well, that they're spending $20 million on this, they must be freaking out.
So the effort for transgenders to use whatever bathroom they want so far has cost a business $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
And it has begun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty accurate. So it's $20 million. Did they feel better about it, that they had to spend $20 million on it? Did they feel better?
I think Target is going to try and use this as PR money, or like good marketing money. They're going to spend $20 million on these bathrooms and then try to get as much positive marketing.
I haven't walked into Target since it happened.
Neither have I.
And I won't. And I would spend, I'm one of those people that gets sucked in by that one aisle at Target of things that you think you need. I've not been into a Target, and I used to get a lot of stuff at Target. I did a lot of my kids' school shopping. We went and got a lot of our, you know, like essentials and stuff there. I loved Target, but I'm not, I like, you know, kids' privacy more. I like my privacy more. So I haven't gone in there. I've just gone elsewhere. I've turned to Amazon to actually order a lot of, you know, stuff like paper towels and things for the house. There's certain snacks that the kids really liked that Target had, and I just started ordering them online. I'm not doing it. And that's me. That's my choice. I don't do boycotts. I don't like to do hive mind anything, but I'm not going to go and support that. So, you know, I haven't walked in there. You can put as many damn Starbuckses as you want in there. You can sit here. You can hand out free beef jerky if you want to. You know, we're going to add free beef jerky. You can do all that. Still not going to go in there. Still not going to do it.
I'll send somebody in for the beef jerky.
I'll take your beef jerky and I won't step foot in the store. I'll turn right around, get my car and leave. You know? And it's sad. Target executive said that they're adding the new bathrooms because we're listening.
Yeah. See what I mean? They're going to turn this into a positive PR marketing effort.
They're like, well, it hasn't significantly affected sales. I mean, we have seen like a 10% revenue decline and all of this. And forecasts are way lower for the rest of the year. And we're going to spend $20 million now on this. But it hasn't really affected anything at all. It's totally great.
Screaming shareholders.
They said that they're not changing their policy. They're offering a different options for shoppers. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your policy. My policy is I don't shop at Target.
Right.
Which sucks, you guys, because I was the sucker for you. I was one of those people. You could put like, what did they like? You put like, and during Christmas, it's a plaid pillow with a reindeer on it. You put that out at the end of the aisle, and all of a sudden, I'm like, what? Why don't I have this in my house? I don't have enough Christmas spirit in my house if I don't have this red and green plaid pillow with a deer on it, a reindeer. I must have this. I have to have these things. It's crazy. They're trying to triangulate is what they do. So I'm sorry if that's your policy. As long as you got that policy, I value my privacy and the privacy of my children over some politically correct BS of adults who want to pretend to be something that they're not. So that's just, and if people get offended, good. I hope you're good and damn offended. You ought to be. I'm offended that you're offended. I'm offended that somehow your fantasy world and you playing pretend comes before my own privacy and the privacy of my kids. Kiss off with that. I ain't even playing it. So I haven't stepped foot in a Target. And again, I was a sucker. I was one of those people. You'd be like, Dana, did you come and see? It's on sale for $12.99, this thing that you don't need, this tchotchke. Have you seen it? It's this coral. You need some coral in your house, even though you don't even have this motif. I do need coral. What? It's stuff that you never find in the wild. Anyway, I was one of those. Kane says he's offended that they're offended over... Wait, what? What?
I'm offended that they're offended over your offense of them being offended. So
you're offended that they're offended
over your
me
offense,
being offended that they're offended.
They're offended.
Oh,
right.
That would totally make sense.
Right.
It totally works
so
out.
So it's legit.
Mm. Yeah, it is. Folks, Casper Mattress. This is a heck of a mattress. I like this mattress. I actually want to go and take a nap on it now. The weather here in Texas sucks. Mold is high, and my allergies are just kicking. And you know how that happens? It just makes you feel tired. I woke up. I woke up at like 4 this morning, and I realized I still had 2 more hours to sleep. And it was amazing. I was on my Casper mattress, and I just rolled over, and it's like, oh, that's my little Casper mattress, little hibernation hidey hole. It's so perfect. This thing was invented, Casper mattress. By the way, they've revolutionized the mattress industry. They invented them using 2 high-tech foams. And don't be like, oh, it's foam. I can't. No. It's not that mushy, icky foam. It's not the crap foam, right? First off, Casper, this thing is so good, I was actually going to steal this mattress from my child outright. You're right. I was going to steal this mattress from my kid. So we just manned up and we got our own. This thing is made, it's engineered for structural support. You get all the support you need. It's perfect for all sleepers. And the material that it's made from, it's strong and comfortable. And it is also designed to aerate. So it's like it allows air to circulate, meaning you sleep cool and comfortable at a perfect temperature. You don't overheat. You don't freeze to death. Time magazine named this one of the best inventions of 2015. And this began as a startup. And now the more people that are discovering Casper, it's exploding. They ship it for free in a box so small that they do that so it's simple to get to from your front door to your bedroom. And they do that to cut out the overhead. So you can spend all your money on a mattress instead of your money on the mattress and the overhead and all this other stuff. No, then you just get the mattress. That's it. And here's the best part. They let you try it in your home for 100 nights with no risk before you even commit. If you don't love it, they'll just come back and pick it up and refund you everything. I love my Casper, and you're going to love yours. Try yours in your home for 100 nights. Free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DREAM, or use code DANA50. Casper.com, code DANA50, and get $50 off the purchase of your mattress. It's Casper.com, DANA50 is the code, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply. When you're in debt, it feels like the credit card companies have more control over your life than you do. But you have more control than you think. Did you know that you have the right to settle your debt for just a fraction of what you owe? That's right. So if you're thousands of dollars in debt, don't declare bankruptcy or consolidate everything into a huge loan. Call National Debt Relief. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. Stop panicking every time your bills come in the mail. Stop paying just the minimum and giving the credit card companies thousands of dollars in interest. Be proactive and end the cycle of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You deserve to know all your options, and National Debt Relief may be the best choice you never knew you had. Call now by dialing *DEBT on your mobile phone. That's *DEBT or *3328. Cellular rates may apply. Now, you and I both know that criminals can attack at any moment. I want to share a situation that happened to John, one of my fellow United States Concealed Carry Association members. At 2:30 in the morning, two thugs broke into John's house through a kitchen window. John was woken from a dead sleep to the sound of his 10-year-old daughter's chilling scream. John sprang from bed and grabbed his Springfield XD from a locked bedside safe, prepared to stop any threat to his home and family. Luckily for the thugs, the time it took John to unlock the safe is what saved their lives. But here's my question. Would you know what to do if this happened to you? Here's the good news. The USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that will arm you with 23 life-saving strategies, transforming you into the ultimate protector of your loved ones. Go to protectthemtoday.com and get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's protectthemtoday.com.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO-style event, dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
So this just in from NBC News. From the White House, President Obama is set to visit Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Tuesday. Just response efforts after the outcry, of course. Everyone's like, all the people in Louisiana are like, where are you? Where are you? This is pretty serious. I mean, you even had the local media turning against it.
He gave up 18 holes of golf for that.
Yeah, how much golf did he give up for that? That's good. So he's going, and well, I'm so glad he can interrupt his vacation and press and fundraisers to go and look at what's happening in Louisiana. I'm so glad. Good grief. So that's going to happen it'll happen Tuesday. So he still has some more vacation time. But that's going to happen Tuesday. He's going to go and
after the weekend. I mean, it's going to be after the weekend.
You know he's mad about it too, right?
That he's forced to do this, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at it. People shamed him into doing it.
You know, it's so funny because he was doing a lot of the shaming back in the day when Katrina, when Bush, who actually did fly over and assess, he was talking about it being ineptitude on the part of the government because they didn't go down and visit Katrina like immediately. Which is today in stupidity.
What was it? Yeah. Let's go ahead and kick into that.
Yeah. So here it is, a little flashback of what Obama was saying after Katrina.
Indeed, if there's any bright light that's come out of this disaster, it's the degree to which ordinary Americans have responded with speed and determination. even as their government has responded with what I consider to be unconscionable ineptitude. Which brings me to the next point. Once the situation is stable, once families are settled, for at least the short term, we're going to have to do some hard thinking about how we could have failed our fellow citizens so badly and how we will prevent such failures from ever occurring again.
Well, he didn't prevent any failures in the future, obviously.
Yeah, no, I guess
he's playing catch up right now, and it won't be till after the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but I thought he didn't like photo ops. Yeah, we'll bring that story to you. Folks, have a great weekend. DanaRadio.com. In the meantime, at DLash on Twitter, Flyover Nation in your bookstores. I'll be back with you on Monday.
There's no better time than today to head into Redding Kia during their top quality sales event.
Here's your best deal on a 2016 Kia Optima. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month plus tax. ID 079711. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month to lease a brand new Optima.
36 months, 36,000 miles. Or how about a rock-solid Kia Sedona compared with Odyssey and Sienna? Now $25 to $895 after $1,000 Kia customer cash. ID 185685.
This is not your mama's minivan.
One at this price, nine in stock. And every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any deal document processing charge must lease through Kia Motors Finance for Optima offer. Mileage penalty, 20 cents per mile over 36,000 miles on approval of credit subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com. Sale ends September 5th.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The White House says President Obama will visit Louisiana on Tuesday to survey the damage from flooding that forced thousands from their homes and left at least 13 people dead. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump visited Baton Rouge on Friday to show support for residents trying to recover from the floods. Florida Governor Rick Scott says officials have identified a second area of Zika transmission on the U.S. mainland. Scott told reporters on Friday that five Zika infections have been linked to an area that encompasses most of tourist-friendly South Beach. Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine says that the Zika scare isn't great for tourism, but the long-term impact should be minor.
We got a very talented, dedicated staff in Miami Beach that's doing everything in its power to make sure that we reduce this threat as much as possible. And I think that we will get through it. And I think that, like, listen, I mean, you know, is it a positive thing for anyone's industry? Of course not.
He resigned as Baylor University's president back in May, but Ken Starr is leaving the university altogether now. Val Dior has more on the story.
Former federal judge and solicitor general Ken Starr has worked in Baylor's administration since 2010, but was stripped of his president title after a negative report on how the university handled sexual assault cases involving the football team. Starr was allowed to keep his position as a professor at Baylor's law school after his demotion, but in a press release Friday, the school detailed a mutually agreed separation with the end of his tenure effective immediately. Val Dior reporting.
It's still not clear why U.S. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte embellished details of an encounter with armed security guards at a Rio de Janeiro gas station and called it a robbery, but he did apologize for his behavior. He says that he should have been more careful and candid about how he described what happened. After a night of partying with his teammates, police say that he and three other swimmers vandalized the gas station restroom. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179. And it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages. And up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. Get special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance. And more incredible deals from just 69 cents. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. And get the best deals on the floor you want by Tuesday.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, Don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
The American College of Pediatricians has issued a warning that gender ideology harms children.
In a letter to educators and legislators, the American College of Pediatricians warns about the dangers of surgical and medical sex change operations to children. The group says it amounts to child abuse. The ACP declares that everyone is born with a biological sex and that the term gender is not an objective biological one. The physicians also say a person's belief that he or she is something they are not is, at best, a sign of confused thinking. Ken Lorman reporting.
A judge in Georgia says the parents of a teenager found dead inside a rolled-up high school gym mat will have to pay attorney fees for people accused of wrongdoing in a civil lawsuit. A hearing is reportedly set for Monday in Valdosta for the parents of 17-year-old Kendrick Porter. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The head of Ohio's toll road says it's moving closer to opening up the highway for the testing of self-driving vehicles.
The Ohio Turnpike's executive director has told the Associated Press that testing is likely to start within 12 months and possibly before the end of the year. Randy Cole says the route that takes Interstate 80 from Pennsylvania to Indiana is set up well for it because it already has a fiber network along the entire roadway. Ohio is among several states competing to play a role in the testing of self-driving vehicles. The ride-hailing service Uber announced on Thursday it plans to start hauling passengers in self-driving cars with a human backup in Pittsburgh sometime in the next several weeks. Bob Agnew reporting.
Federal officials are urging an appeals court to find unconstitutional the policy of a Georgia city that sent a man to jail for 6 days on a misdemeanor charge because he could not afford $160 in bail. Maurice Walker is suing the city of Calhoun. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Colin Jones, you remember that time when you had Donald Trump?
Trump is amazing because he literally has no advisors. Like, you'd walk into his dressing room and it was just him. And you're like, and you're like, whoa, should you have someone in here?
Yeah.
And he'd just be like, look at Ben Carson, right? He's going to explode. Look at this Ben Carson. He's going to fail. You're like, wow, this is pretty awesome to watch.
So you open the dressing room door at SNL and there is Trump. He's in the room. He's watching CNN, obviously, or something.
It's so meta.
Right.
I'm sure he was at some point watching clips of himself on CNN.
Isn't that weird?
It's pretty surreal.
Bring your own cup day at 7-Elevens around the country, where customers could fill up any cup they brought in with a Slurpee. But if you missed it, don't worry. You can just do it any day. It's 7-Eleven, man. Go nuts. What's the worst thing that happens? You get kicked out of a 7-Eleven? That's the best thing that could happen.
Colin Jost, SNL. And we're back. We're live. And it is the best news of the day. It is. Bring your own cup to 7-Eleven Day this weekend.
For real?
For real. This weekend, baby. Head to 7-Eleven. I want to make sure it is. Dial any 7-Eleven, please. Put whoever you got to put there on hold and do what you have to do. 7-Eleven. In honor of the Slurpee's 50th anniversary... The
really?
Convenient Slurpee's 50th anniversary.
That's fantastic. I knew it was going to be a good weekend. I knew it.
Hold on a minute. See if this is in fact, because Buzz does not believe me, of course. A newsman, bluesman, Buzz Kilman, does not believe me. Believe this guy.
7-Eleven is letting customers drink as much Slurpee as they want for one low price. Get ready for Bring Your Own Cup Day.
That's right. Today and the all weekend, you fill up your own container Friday and Saturday from 11 to 7. Fill up your own container. Hello? I can't hear any ringing. There it is. And it says you can, there are no...
7-Eleven, how may I help you?
Yes, is it Fill Up Your Cup Weekend for the Slurpees?
Louise, where is the sign for the Slurpee Bring Your Own Cup Day?
That's right. Louise.
Yeah, they said there was one posted. I need to know what day it is. He wants to know the
Slurpee. Hello?
Can you give me one moment, please?
Sure.
It's amazing how the 7-Elevens never quite seem to be well coordinated with one another.
Hey, I've got a new button where I can push it down, and all of us can not be heard by the caller. So if you ever want to say something off the air, just grunt.
You know me.
Okay, we're off now.
I don't talk off the air.
Wait, hold on. No. I mean, so they don't hear us.
I know.
They can't hear us. So it is. But to say, wait, hold on. I'll push the button. To say what you're right is correct because we always call the 7-Eleven. Hey, how about that thing you're doing?
What?
Are we doing a thing with the 7-Eleven?
Then they ask the clerk or
right.
Somebody.
Hey, Louise, what's going on here? I got to go home. Wait a minute. Those people are going to be coming in with cups all day long, all weekend. You can fill up your own container for $1.50. You remember that stories about that? They
have. Yeah. People are bringing in, like,
bathtubs. Can you call back in about 10 minutes? Let me find the manager so I can ask him so I'll know for sure.
Yeah, but do you remember that it's because it's supposed to be this weekend? And,
yes.
And so basically the rules.
I don't know if it's for multiple days or if it's for one day, though. I think it's only for one day.
No, it says Friday and Saturday, Slurpee's 50th anniversary. So your anniversary is today of the Slurpee. Isn't that exciting? It's great. Right? Yeah. Right. That's my buddy. We're in the car. We're heading your way. I hope to.
So hold on, Louise. What's that?
Get Louise on the phone.
On the front of the Slurpee machine.
What's it say?
He says he thinks it's Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah. Today is the day. Today is the day. He thinks it's today and tomorrow.
Yeah, it is both days, 11 a.m. to 7 a.m. That's what I got.
11 a.m. to 7 a.m.
And it says I could bring my own container and fill up as much Slurpee as I want. And I'm bringing a cooler, like a giant cooler. Is that okay?
He's saying he'll bring a giant cooler. I think it's a certain size you can bring.
No. It says I could bring.
We'll see you when you get here.
Wait a minute. Louise, what's your name?
I'm Elisa.
Elisa and Louise, you guys going to be there? Because my buddy and I, we're going to roll
we're
heavy.
We're going to be here.
We got some vodka in the car. We're going to put it in the Slurpees.
Oh, my God. Look, you're trying to party. It's too early for that.
What are you talking about, honey?
Okay. Well, right. I got to go, so we'll see you when you get
all right, see you there.
Thank you.
Thank you. I didn't think I had weekend plans, Buzz, but now I do.
Talking it, I think she's ready to go.
Yeah, that's right. Like I just say, vodka and Slurpee, and I got her. So easy. I don't even know where I called, but how am I going to find that place? Anyway, that's it this weekend. So if you have a container, you bring it in for $1.50. You can fill it up until you're blue in the face or whatever color your Slurpee is. There you go. 7-Eleven, another great idea. Happy anniversary to the 50th anniversary of Slurpees. Way to go, guys.
And you will find one down the road.
Yeah. Do you want to dial you want to dial one more to see if they know what we're talking about? Okay.
I'd like to find one more that doesn't know what we're talking
about. Dial one more 7-Eleven to see if they know, because I got to tell you, this is the weekend, if it's all you can drink Slurpee weekend, that I would be taking the day off. I wouldn't even be part of it.
No, seriously, what was the last time you had a Slurpee?
Like, never?
Weekend? Really?
I don't think I've ever had a Slurpee.
7-Eleven, may I help you?
Yes, may I ask what time I can bring my container in to fill up my unlimited Slurpees?
It's tomorrow.
I heard it's today and tomorrow, the weekend.
No, it's tomorrow and Sunday.
So it's 2 days one way or the other. Okay, and I can bring in anything. I've got a giant, 50-gallon container.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring, it's okay, a 50-gallon container.
That's fine, yeah.
I can bring. I want to be clear now. What is your name?
Gina.
Gina, I can bring it.
We have a box. When you bring it, you have to measure from that one. If it fit it, Yes, you can put your Slurpee in.
Okay, so 50 gallons sounds about right then.
I had to double check the what's the gallon about. I don't know if it's 50 gallons. I know it's bring your own cup, but I don't know the size. But I'm going to double check that. You can call back, let's say, an hour.
Yeah, it says fill your own container for $1.50. There are some people that are going to bring in. I'm bringing in a 50-gallon jug. My buddy's bringing in one of those giant oil barrels.
That's what I'm saying. I had to find out if it's 50 gallons.
Okay.
It might be not be 50 gallon, but I'll have to find out first.
Close to it. Have you ever gone through this promotion before over there?
Yes, we did.
And what do you, Gail, what was your name again?
Gina.
Gina, what do you think about that? What did you think about this promotion? Does it seem like it's a good time, or do you rather just be out of there?
Well, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter. Why would it matter to you, right? You go in, you watch people fill up, and
it does matter to me, but what I'm saying, you say the time.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm just saying to you, is it a promotion that you like? Do people come in and just go crazy? They go crazy in there, though, don't they?
Not really. We don't get that credit.
Really? Not that many people want to take advantage of all-you-can-drink Slurpees, unlimited.
No.
Really? How many times have you drank a Slurpee? Just slip one out of there.
Not really. I don't drink Slurpee that much.
Yeah, me either. All right, well, listen.
You have a good day.
I'll see you down there.
You can call.
Goodbye, Gina.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There's my Gina. She seems to be on the ball in Gina. Yeah. That's in Boston at 7-Eleven. They know what they're talking about down there. All right, that's it. We're not kidding. Here it is again, the greatest promotion that ever happened.
Bring your own cup day at 7-Elevens around the country, where customers could fill up any cup they brought in with a Slurpee. But if you missed it, don't worry. You can just do it any day.
Right on. A direct line to a good time, 844-4JB-SHOW.
Today's forecast for the inside of your vehicle, sponsored by WeatherTech. A 90% chance of nacho cheese storms this afternoon, moving in from a drive-thru worker answering a phone while serving you, leading to a real messy day. For the weekend, conditions are perfect for a sandstorm developing, caused by a day at the beach, with flip-flops and towels contributing there. For folks living with an SUV, watch out for a big mess in the back developing later from a bag of mulch and compost. Conditions are ripe.
Spills, mud, dirt, and sand can ruin the floor of your car, truck, or SUV. The best way to protect your vehicle's floor is with WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. Protect yourself from the elements inside your vehicle. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection, completely American made.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bodley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GEICO presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show. This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Hey, Johnny B., what's the word?
What's the word with you, Kevin Nealon?
I will tell you exactly what's going on. I just drove my son to school. He got car sick in the back, and now we're sitting in the parking lot. He's laying down in the back seat.
Well, you should take care of your son. Call again anytime. Don't worry about it.
I'm talking to Johnny B., first things first.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think he's recovering now.
I got road sick, and I almost died.
Are you okay if I walk him to the school?
Well, of course.
Yeah, we're just a mile away.
Talk unhinged.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw the most beautiful moment just moments ago. I want to share it with you, Hector, in the audience. Hector, are you there? Buzz was staring out the window here at our brand new facilities. And he said to out loud, actually to no one out loud, the Aubon Pond is so close. I could just walk to it, he said.
Do you have a tear in his eye?
It was the weirdest, most wistful thing I've ever seen. Buzzy, do you think that anyone here forgot that today's your birthday?
You know, I know we don't really do birthdays.
We don't do birthdays on the show. Usually we're on vacation or gone, and I like to avoid them at all costs. Yeah. But I wanted to have a friend bring in something for you here today, a special something just to wish you, someone that I think you're going to like, to bring you a happy birthday. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, it's so sweet. So
I'm going to wait just for a second. For the door to open.
And something evil to happen.
No, just take a look. Watch the
door. Coming in.
Watch
the
door right here.
Okay.
Are they coming in for sure, Hector?
Yes, yes. I see them. They just opened the door and they're coming out.
There's a person coming in. He's going to bring Buzz a little present.
What the hell is it?
Just keep watching the door.
Excuse me.
Lou Ferrigno!
Whoa, Lou Ferrigno!
Lou Ferrigno! The Incredible Hulk! In the house. Wait a minute. Let's capture this beautiful moment. Sit down, Lou. Man, oh, man, it's great to see you.
Good morning. Yeah, I have to tell you.
Oh, you don't need him? Okay.
I have to tell you that I was thinking about Lou Ferrigno last night.
Is that for real?
Because I saw a picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger, who looks so out of shape and just
look at Lou Ferrigno.
And Lou and I
jacked up.
And I'm thinking, I'll bet you Lou Ferrigno's not in bad shape.
Right.
And here he is, and thank he's you. In bad
okay, now, thank Buzz, you. You have to tell me, Lou, first of all, let's get into the mic there. Just let people, because people probably think we're making it up. Lou Ferrigno's here. Lou, you're in town. You're doing something at, where is it again?
Yeah, I'm here for the Wizard Comic Convention this weekend.
Yeah, okay, so the Wizard, I want to make sure I get the plug in, because it's very kind of you to bring in
thank
a little
you.
Gift. Wizard, what is it again? The Wizard Weekend Wizard World Chicago Comic Con at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, Rosemont. LouFerrigno.com, the great Lou Ferrigno, of course. But, Buzz, tell me the truth. You were really thinking about Lou because, are you kidding me?
No, well, I spent a lot of time on fitness
I know that you like
and
him.
Stuff. And you know, they had the Pumping Iron, the fantastic documentary.
Right, and he was in.
Bodybuilding.
Right.
And it was basically Arnold and Lou. And, of course, Arnold, you know, it's eight,
yeah,
seven.
Joe, come in here. See, Lou's doing, wait, 1 second. Lou's doing the same thing like it. The other guests were doing. They're trying to tighten these right. mics, and these mics keep dropping down. And if Lou Ferrigno can't tighten a mic.
Right. I know, I'm trying to.
Who can?
I don't know which button to turn. Okay, anyway, I'm going to hold it in my
just
left
hold
hand.
On. You know, go ahead, Buzz.
So, and they've got pictures of now of Arnold Schwarzenegger. And you know, I love Arnold.
Yeah.
But he looks terrible.
Well, that's.
Now, it doesn't seem like he even walked close to a gym.
Right.
And I'm thinking, you know. I'll bet you Lou Ferrigno's in the in really good shape. And shame on Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll give him credit. It's tough to be governor and maintain.
Yeah, right.
some
right.
schedule.
But Lou, you're doing this thing, this comic thing.
But
Lou does fitness
just,
training.
Just. I mean, check out Lou Ferrigno, who's in
unbelievable.
Perfect shape. Perfect shape.
Thank you.
Look at Lou just showed the gun. Lou Ferrigno. Oh, get out of here! Lou Ferrigno just gave Buzz a gun show.
I got a gun, but a very good
yeah. He's got a gun. See, it's his birthday today. He's in pretty darn good shape, don't you think?
How old are you now?
I won't say on the air.
I'm 64.
I'm older than
wow.
You.
About 1 year.
Look at him. They're not
shaking
good.
Your head.
We don't do ages.
60.
He's making hand signals.
Oh.
He's making answers.
I'm older than you, Lou.
Okay.
Hey, Lou. So Lou's at your fitness. We know you're an actor, fitness trainer, consultant, and your company's called what again now, Lou?
It's a great new company I have over here. It's what's in the box. It's on ferrignofit.com.
ferrignofit.com.
You go to ferrignofit.com. There's the box, and you get delivered to your house, and it gets all the ingredients, all handpicked by me to get yourself in the best shape in your life, mentally and physically.
Lou, what kind of ingredient? Are we talking about food? Or are we talking? What are you talking about?
Combination of different surprises, handpicked by me.
What do you mean? So I open. What's in the box? LouFerrigno.com. I get the box.
Every 8 weeks you get a new box. It's incredible. It's not a.
Can
junk.
You give me a hint? What's in the box?
Okay, we're talking about maybe supplement, maybe
supplements.
How to get into shape, like an exercise guide or something, or right. Secrets and everything. But trust me, when you open this box, it's a lot of good surprises.
Really?
Packet. Trust me.
Every 8 weeks,
check
I think that's,
it,
people need that kind of motivation. I mean, yeah. Buzz is here. You know that Buzz went into on his birthday today. Lou Ferrigno stopped me by to bring him something that he's not going to eat, but we gave that to you. What is that he actually handed to you, Buzz?
It's a glazed, huge glazed donut. Huge.
Now, Lou Ferrigno, knowing that you have
no,
this,
I'm not going to eat this.
You would never eat
he
that.
Don't eat it.
What did you eat?
No, he's not.
he's not going to eat it either, Lou. What did you eat today, Lou?
I haven't eaten anything because I've been doing press and five this morning. When I get back to the hotel, I'm going to have 4 egg whites with tomatoes, a yogurt, some cottage cheese, a muffin with some jam, a glass of orange juice, and that's it.
Buzz, what are you going to have today?
I've been fasting since yesterday, so.
How come?
Lou asked a great question. Well, how come? Why?
One day a week, I like to just fast.
It's good for you.
Right. It's like a 36-hour
Hey, Lou, can you grab
fast.
It? Get in that mic, though, because I want to make sure we're all hearing what's going on. There, yeah, just get in that mic. It's not set up right. It's a new studio, so just, okay. There you go. Get in the mic. But so you just said, Lou, once a day, it is good to make a total.
Well, once a week, I mean, it depends.
Once a week,
different.
I mean,
I like to fast when I'm in the mood to.
Yeah.
Because I eat very healthy, I eat very clean, I don't have to fast. But people who don't eat very clean all the time. They probably want to fast or give themselves an enema or whatever.
Give them an enema. Buzz, that's our other surprise. Lou Ferrigno is going to give you an enema.
No, you don't need to. I eat clean.
Yeah.
I eat clean.
That's good.
That's why I'm not going to eat this donut.
Okay, wait.
Okay, you can have a bite of it.
Lou Ferrigno, Ferrigno Fit. That's the name of it. What's in the box, Ferrigno Fit? But let me ask you then.
Ferrignofit.com. Check it out.
Please. Okay, so Lou, so what I do now is I end up eating like every 18 hours. I eat an 8-hour window, then I eat 18. You know, like I ate last night. My last bite was 6:30. I probably won't eat again until 1 p.m. today.
Okay.
Is that all right? I do it every day.
But you eat three times a day.
No. Well, yeah, maybe. Not snack, yeah, maybe.
It's healthy to eat three or four times a day.
Really?
A small meal, because a lot of people, when they do, they don't eat all day. They have one gigantic meal. It's like a crash. It's almost like an alcoholic.
Right.
So they feel that they don't want to crash. You eat all this food. But your body can't digest all this food. You have to eat sparingly, like three or four times a day.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So just, yeah, like a, you eat like a bird three times a day, right? Or, I mean, just eat lighter.
Yeah,
but you just
exactly.
said you're eating four egg whites and what have you. Lou Ferrigno, of course.
That's a light meal.
That's a light meal for Lou Ferrigno. My God. Contestant on season 5, by the way, of NBC's reality show, The Celebrity Apprentice. And can I talk to you a couple more minutes? Can you stick around? He stopped in. Lou Ferrigno stopped in, brought Buzz a giant donut that he won't eat on his birthday. He is the one, the only Lou Ferrigno appearing this weekend. Wizard World Chicago Comic Con. Check it out, wizardworld.com and louferrigno.com. I want to know what's in that box, Lou. Why did you have bought me a box?
Well, you have to get the box. It's a hell of a box. A lot of surprises. Trust me.
I'm in it. I'm going to get it. We'll be right back with Lou Ferrigno. 844-4-JB-SHOW.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Reading, we have the Muse Card Lot. Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
On Westwood One.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, so Lou Ferrigno's with us. He just surprised Buzz Kilman, newsman, bluesman, with a birthday. What is it again, Lou? It was like a giant donut. Well, hold on.
It's donut.
What was it, sir?
It's a giant glazed donut that says happy birthday.
It's a lot of sprinkles on it.
It is just the weirdest thing in the world. Lou Ferrigno, the great Lou Ferrigno, fitness training consultant, retired professional. You're not retired. You're still a bodybuilder, right? Because you look fantastic.
I've been working out for 53 years.
So you started working out when you were a teen?
12.
12 years old?
Yeah.
What would make you think of bodybuilding at the age of 12?
Well, I was the kid. I was bullied my whole life. I had to overcome adversity and everything to that. I was obsessed with power because I was like a real-life Walter Mitty. So I was fascinated to read Hulk comics, Superman comics. That made me discover bodybuilding because I wanted to build admiration and respect for myself. So
seriously?
Yeah.
You got this out of comics. So you idolized. What comics did you idolize? Were you gravitating towards?
Superman, Spider-Man. It was funny that next week I'll be signing autographs with Stan Lee at Palm Springs Comic Con. And Stan Lee is 94. And when I was a kid, I had to read this comic. And I'd say, I do anything I can to meet Stan Lee.
Right. What the hell?
Amazing?
And then Lou Ferrigno, not only does he begin bodybuilding at 12 or 13 or whatever he said, you then become the Hulk.
Exactly.
On the CBS television series, you provided the voice, a lot of the grunting and the groaning, some other stuff in the films. Well, you had something to do with some of the Hulk films, right? You had something to do with some of the Hulk movies?
Yes.
Did you like the Hulk movies?
I did the voice for the Hulk on the Adventure.
Right. Did you like the Hulk movies?
Yes. Well, you can't remember CGI because it's on the big screen.
Right.
And it's very hard. They'll never go back to a TV series again, but they want to see like this CGI. And, you can't compare it to the human Hulk. But it worked for like Iron Man. You got Batman, you got Superman, because now it goes over the special effects.
Okay, so Buzz, do you remember the television Hulk?
Oh, it came on Friday nights at 7 o'clock.
Right.
And I would get dressed and timed out so that I didn't miss any of the Hulk transformations. He transformed at 20 after the hour.
Wow.
And he transformed at 40 after the hour.
Did you just hear that?
Exactly.
Did you just hear that, Lou Ferrigno, what he just said? That's crazy. It's crazier than you wanted to be a superhero.
Yeah, because at the time, like he said, it would come at 8 o'clock on the West Coast.
Right.
The Hulk will come out 8:15, 8:45.
Oh, my goodness. Right. That is beyond belief.
And so, I would take a I would get dressed and take a shower and stuff. So each time that I finished doing whatever I had to do, I would be in front of the TV for the transformation.
Then why did you get dressed today when I came?
If I had known.
He did not know. You surprised him. And it was just awesome to see you walk in and bring him this. But it's weird. For people who don't remember the television show, the Hulk show. So are we talking this? This is the one with Bill Bixby in it?
Yes.
Okay. And then he got mad, and then he became you. Or you became him.
I was all his alter ego.
No kidding.
And on the show, his name was David Banner.
And then you would just, but you would, this was no CGI jump. This was you.
Exactly, me.
Right.
Because of my physicality, that's why I was the only superhero. You see the real muscle.
The real muscle.
The other superhero have cape. They wear different costumes.
Right. Buzz, that's really, what other superhero without any CGI or with any enhancement whatsoever, technically or magically? Lou Ferrigno's the original superhero.
When he broke out of Banner's clothing, that's when you know the action was coming.
Right.
Like, you rip tear,
Okay, is this close to the sound you do like this?
It was a great show.
Thank you. Well, no, was that a great impression of your...
You know what's great about the show at the time? It had nothing to do with drug, sex, or violence. That every show delivered a wonderful message. You learn from watching the show. It had to do with depression, anxiety, fighting. I mean, it's just wonderful, educational.
What would then set the Hulk off? What would make you, Lou Ferrigno, come out and become take over for Bill Bixby? What was it? I don't get the gist of what made him mad.
Well, Bill an experiment because he lost his wife in a car crash in the movie. And apparently tried to save her, so he fed her gamma rays because he wanted to magnify his strength. And what happened, he gave himself an overdose and everything. So anytime he got angry, got beat up, it becomes the Hulk.
Buzz, would that
He got beat up every week.
Buzz, this is coming from Lou Ferrigno, the Hulk himself. Is he accurate in the description of the show? Is he, Buzz?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But you know, it didn't... I mean, Bill... everybody was fine, but the whole thing was the Hulk. You waited for the rest of it didn't matter. You put up with whatever just to see that transformation guaranteed.
The white eyes.
Twice a week.
The white eyes. When Bill had the white eyes, know that it was coming. The Hulk was coming.
Hulk. So what
if Hulk people are, come on, it's happening. Come on.
Wait a minute. So, Lou, his eyes would begin... Did you pop out? Like, what do you mean?
Well, when you see Bill get beat up,
I'm going to go back and watch this.
When you see
show.
The white eyes, you know, at the beginning of you see this change from him into the Hulk.
Yeah.
But it was like Cecil Rush, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Cecil Rush.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is awesome. The best birthday present for Buzz he's ever gotten in his life. Lou Ferrigno comes in and talks about the Hulk.
I'm bringing a glazed donut.
And he brings in a donut. Mr. Fit himself.
That's not green.
Ferrigno Fitness is the name of his company. It's Ferrigno Fitness.
FerrignoFit.com.
FerrignoFit.com. FerrignoFit.com. We know that. That's and you get a box every 8 weeks, whatever it is. I'm going to sign up. I want to get a box. I like to, because I don't know what's in the box. But let me go back to the Incredible Hulk for 1 second, Lou Ferrigno, if I may, because I'm trying to figure out what was opposite that on CBS. What did you compete against? Because maybe I was watching that.
Well, at the time, the Hulk was 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock was the Dukes of Hazzard, and then 10 o'clock was Dallas.
Oh, there you go.
Nobody loved
it, it was an unbeatable time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why we just had Priscilla Presley on, who was in Dallas the other day, and that was one of those shows that you just were gravitating towards. But here's the weird thing: if you ask now, someone out there now, hey, what time are you on? It doesn't matter what time you're on now. There's 8,000 shows out there. You could be on over here, over there. There's Zulu, Hulu, this and that, right? But then. It was, is the time. If you missed it, you missed it. Yeah, you didn't see the Hulk.
In those days, you only had 3 networks. You had 2, 4, and 7.
Right, yeah.
Today, like, you have so many different cable channels, Netflix. Back then, for the Hulk to be successful was like one in a billion chance.
Right. Yeah.
And you really had to plan your life. Plan your entire life around your favorite show.
Yeah, not like today we have an iPhone.
You don't have to plan anything now.
Doesn't matter. I can go right now. I missed that show last week. Go check my episodes list. Hit a button. Boom, I'm watching it again.
Today you could TiVo it.
Yeah, but back then in the day, you missed it. It was like Buzz said, he set his clock to it, right?
Every Friday.
Oh, man. Well, let me talk about just something. You did work with Donald Trump on Celebrity Apprentice. What was your take on did you get some time with him or did you discuss what he might have been like?
Well, Celebrity Apprentice was tough because, you know, you're fighting for your charity. You want to get fired. Donald, to me, was a fair guy. He was nice. He was kind. I enjoyed him, and I support him 100%.
He, you know, I have sat down with him, interviewed him, and he just seems like a real straight shooter, and that's maybe what drives people crazy, because he is a straight
well,
shooter.
Well, he is, because he had, yeah. he had the situation where he began, he was a laughing stock.
Right.
But now look how far he's come, and he outshined, and he defeated all these Republicans, especially winning the GOP nomination. But the funny thing is that everybody is concerned with that because the way he speaks his mind, they're afraid he's going to nuke other countries, you know. But the thing is, he cares about our country, keeping our country safe. Now, don't get me wrong. Politics is politics.
Right.
I understand you have Hillary. But the thing is, I really care about Trump because he wants to protect our country and make America safe. We're in a huge crisis right now because Europe is taking a dive with all these terrorists.
There is an endorsement from Lou Ferrigno. Can I say that? For Donald Trump. That is an endorsement?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. And you trained, I don't know if I'd put this on my resume, but you trained Lou Ferrigno. It says you trained Michael Jackson on and off in the early 90s.
20 years.
How did you put muscle on that guy?
Well, Michael was into bodybuilding muscle due to wanting to build stamina.
I'm sorry, Lou. Did you say you trained Michael Jackson for 20
years? On and off 20 years. I kept it a secret.
What?
Because at the time, he was training for the History Tour, and also I trained him shortly before he passed away. But Michael came to me from time to time.
Michael Jackson?
Genuine person. The best. He was the best of the best.
So, were you training him the year that he passed away?
Just before, yes, because I went to his house. Because when he was training for the History Tour 20 years ago, he came to my house like 10 o'clock at night. Of course, he'll have the mask and the glove. He'll take the glove and the mask off.
Sure.
But he showed up and he spent a couple hours with me. We had a good time.
Okay, but how do you train a guy like that? He's so skinny.
He doesn't want to build muscle. It's all about toning and flexibility.
Right.
And, he did very lightweight and stamina. But what he needed more than anything was motivation.
Yeah, so I would take that off the resume.
Well, you take a musician, they're so involved.
Right.
Like hiring a trainer, a professional. So he felt safe with me because we were alone together, not like a trainer that's trying
sure.
to take advantage of him.
Right. It costs a lot of money. So if I go to Ferrigno Fitness, ferrignofitness.com, or ferrignofit.com, what if you were my trainer? What would you do? Give us like one set of things you would do, exercises you have to do.
You have to exercise 3 times a week.
3 times a week. Buzzy, you're writing it down?
Okay.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, you need to do some weights, some machines, and some cardio.
Yeah.
And the most important thing is you have to eat properly and sleep properly. Eat, sleep, and train. Those are 3 secrets.
Eat, sleep, train. How many hours?
I would say 1 hour 3 times a week.
Okay, sleep 1 hour 3 times a week and train 8 hours.
No. Train 3 times a week.
Oh, yeah. All right, no. So is 8 hours the number that you need to sleep? Is 8 hours it?
I would say 8 hours for the average person, but some people get by with 6 or 7.
Wow. Bud, what do you get by with? Because you're up at 2 in the morning and stuff.
If I'm lucky, I get 4 hours at night and 2 hours in the afternoon.
Does that seem fair?
2 hour nap, huh?
That's all I can do.
Is that good? I think a 2 hour nap is a bad idea.
Well, I like the 15 power nap.
Power nap.
Jack LaLanne taught me that.
Jack LaLanne.
Power nap. Yeah.
See, I need the hours.
Okay, but Lou Ferrigno, I think he's wrong about that. I think you had 20 minutes and you just jump right back up. You're refreshed as can be.
Exactly.
Boom. Right?
If you sleep 2 hours in the afternoon, then you can't sleep 8 hours in the evening.
Right.
Wait a minute. Why do you sleep 2 hours in the
evening? I can't sleep longer than 4 hours.
Who do you sleep with for 2 hours? Come on. Sure, you got
none of your business.
Louis, you're starting to see the whites of his eyes.
There you go. See what I mean? Yeah.
The whites of his eyes are coming out.
See?
Yeah, he's sleeping. Wait a minute, Buzz. You having sex 2 hours a day?
Johnny, we don't talk about
that. Wow. Man, oh, man. I don't know. I'd like to train with Lou Ferrigno. Started training at 12 years old. You were in the movie I Love You, Man.
Yes.
Is that Paul Rudd movie?
Jason Segel and Paul Rudd, yeah.
I forgot what you were doing in that movie. I loved that movie.
It was about romance and bromance.
Right. He loved, Segel loved some band. Was it Rush?
Yeah,
he loved Rush.
Yeah, the idea about the movie is that Paul Rudd was trying to sell my house.
Yeah,
and I was upset. Yeah, and we have a little confrontation at the beach with me and Jason Segel.
Yeah, that's right. I Love You, Man. Feature film, of course, right there. You are true or false? You are a Los Angeles County Reserve Sheriff's Deputy.
Yeah, for 12 years.
What does that mean? Could you arrest someone?
Well, it means that I went through the academy for 6 months, and I put out. I'm going to be a certified deputy sheriff. I do a lot of search and rescue. I speak for the department. I teach weapon shooting. Well, my father was a lieutenant, NYPD. So I want to be part of that.
I can't. Can you imagine Buzz getting pulled over by Lou Ferrigno?
Come on, let's go to the station.
Yeah.
We can chat.
Hey, Lou Ferrigno just pulled me over for speeding. That's awesome. But you know what you could do? You know, you could really kind of do the Hulk on him. You know what I mean? Like turn Hulk on him. Like, oh, he's not dead. Well, you, like Hulk didn't talk, did he?
Yeah, but I think if they see me in uniform, I think they're.
Yes.
Yeah, they may recognize me, but they respect.
Well, yeah. Well, who could not recognize when you walked in the door, Buzz? When Lou Ferrigno walked in the door with your birthday cake, didn't you just like, is what the who the hell is that?
He got scared. Were you surprised?
Right.
Well, I was amazed. I mean, of course I was surprised. But the fact of the matter is that because of all the fitness people I read in the books, I'm Lou Ferrigno is a common name that comes up. You know, with pictures and stuff. So I have an awareness of Lou Ferrigno.
Okay? Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the giants in the bodybuilding industry.
That's right. You were in Pumping Iron with Arnold, right?
He's a legend.
Yeah.
A legend. Do people in the fitness knows about Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, and he's, like I said, he went down and tried to get 9. Were you still 9% body fat, Buzz?
I'm probably a little less right now.
A little less. How about that? What are you?
I'm saying now maybe 8%.
I'm 37. And I have no idea. How do you get that percentage again? How do you figure that out? What do you do? How do you figure it out?
Why just look at you?
Because I want to see how you figure it out. How do you figure
you
out?
You go to DexaFit. You could.
I would say you have about what 10%.
I don't know. I honestly, you look
lean. You're not fat.
No. I feel good. But I want to get some. You know, get some.
Work out three times a week.
Johnny, I can tell you that you're 10%.
Okay, what I want to do...
Based on your arm, 10%.
Okay, I want to do more, like, just a little bit more boom, boom, boom. You know what I mean? Like, a little more bulk up. What about boxing? You like
what
to
are you
box?
Waiting for?
I'm not waiting for anything. You're right, Lou. What, you hear what he said? What are you waiting for? I'm not waiting for anything. I want to look as good as Michael Jackson did.
There you go.
That's what I want to look as good as Michael Jackson. And Lou Ferrigno competed in the World's Strongest Man competition, the very first one, World's Strongest Man competition. Is that true, Lou?
Yes, and I went to events and everything. You know, it's funny. Right now, this year, I'm having my third competition called Ferrigno Legacy.
Yeah.
It's the IBB NPC Bodybuilding Fitness Figure Bikini Competition. It's going to be in Palmdale.
I couldn't even repeat that.
I know. Over 400 competitors.
Right.
Oh, yeah. My son and I, because it's his idea to have this big competition. So it goes all the way from the time from Pumping Iron. Now we're promoting competition.
Wow. My nephew, Patrick, is this is the deadlifter, you know, where they go.
Yes.
That's
called the clean and jerk.
Clean and jerk, yeah. He does that. It's an amazing, amazing. His name is Patrick Jr. Would you say something? Say, Patrick, keep up the great work, something like that.
Hey, Patrick, it's Lou Ferrigno. Keep up the great training and, sounds like you're doing a fantastic job with your lift, and just don't hurt yourself.
Nice. There you go. Always remember, don't hurt yourself. The great Lou, what a pleasure to meet you.
Thank
Lou Ferrigno appearing this weekend at Wizard World Chicago Comic Con. Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. It goes around the country with this stuff. WizardWorld.com, LouFerrigno.com, FerrignoFit.com. Eat, sleep, 8 hours, and train, baby. And let me ask you one other thing. What do you do at the Wizard World Chicago, and when you go around to these comic conventions, you said you met Stan Lee, which you wanted to meet.
Well, at the Wizard World, I have a table there. I have my pictures, my posters. People bring memorabilia that for me to sign. It's like a meet and greet, taking photo opt and everything. It's fun. It's a great way to connect with me. And, you know, questions about the Hulk, about bodybuilding, also the other celebrities. It's a great mega show.
Does anyone ever come up to you? Now, you always see this in show business, you know, people who are well-known, celebrities, what have you, especially guys like you that are muscle guys and tough guys. Do you ever have the guys, like, in a bar wrestling, hey, Ferrigno, come on, you want to arm wrestle or you want to, you know, to prove?
You know, I encounter a couple of times.
A lot of jerks.
Someone's drunk, they just want to arm wrestle, but, being an officer, I know how to deal with that situation.
Yeah, I imagine you do. But you know what I'm saying, right?
I'm not
wrong in that.
Well, I don't advise to go to bars and hanging out at bars after 12 o'clock at night because that's when you're going to encounter.
Always trouble.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
You always get into trouble. Can
you imagine walking into a bar at that hour and seeing Lou Ferrigno at the bar?
Buzz and I lick it up, go to a bar. Hey, Buzz, that guy with the bar looks like Lou Ferrigno. Go tell the guy he looks like Lou Ferrigno. I am Lou Ferrigno. Wait, hey, you look like Lou Ferrigno.
I am Lou Ferrigno. Get out of my way.
Right. But so, see, Buzz, I knew that because there's so many jerks out there that were like, oh, yeah, you're Lou Ferrigno. You don't seem that tough.
You always had those guys with a Napoleon complex.
Right. That's what I mean.
Oh, the small ones.
All the little guys. Come on, man. You're not so tough. I got a friend who can beat you up.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like the little dog and the big dog.
And you know,
there are guys that like to get beat up. I mean, they pick fights
sure.
so they can get beat up.
So Lou Ferrigno can beat them up.
Because they're transferring their anger because of their frustration.
Right. And then they say, well, Lou Ferrigno beat me up. They put it on social media, and then they sue you. Forget about it.
There you go.
Yeah, Lou, you said you know how to handle that. You are a great man. Say happy birthday to Buzz. We're getting out of here now.
Happy birthday. All the best.
Thank you.
You look good for a 45-year-old.
That's
thank
right.
You.
He does. Lou Ferrigno.
Thank
you. This weekend. You are the man.
Thousands of people all across the country are choosing the flexibility of working when they want, driving with Uber. You'll control your day, plus be able to start earning right away just by driving your own car.
Why'd I choose to drive with Uber? So, that's easy. Complete freedom. Working when I want. I mean, I can't get that anywhere else. So, with both my kids in summer camp, I drop them off, then I start driving. Or, you know, we'll go to the park and I do it later. Or even just not at all that day. It's a beautiful thing. I just turn on the Uber app and ride requests come in, and I'm earning some extra money. It helps us stay on budget every month. Plus, we can save for our summer vacation. Total freedom. Working when I want, being my own boss. Yeah, driving with Uber is definitely the best option for me.
Earn the extra money you need on your schedule. Drive with Uber just a few hours a day and watch the money add up fast. Get started today. Take 2 minutes and sign up right now. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bodley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out. Call 800-755-0466, 800-755-0466, 800-755-0466, 800-755-0466.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This off the air. Where did this donut come from?
Lou Ferrigno
just bought him a donut. Check the podcast out, BrandmeierShow.com. If you just joined us, it's always on the podcast, uninterrupted, the way you want it in your hand on demand. Here is Lou Ferrigno with Larry King.
We'll be back with more. Lou Ferragamo, lots to talk about.
Once again, Larry King and Lou Ferrigno.
How were you initially?
Became a bodybuilding champion. Obsessed with fitness.
Obsessed. All right. Thanks, Lou.
Well, that is that's some weird stuff. 844, the number 4, JB Show, Buzz's birthday.
We'll be back with more. Lou Ferragamo, lots to talk about.
No.
This will send you back to hell, you ugly troll!
It's the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. At a campaign rally in Michigan Friday, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says he's reaching out to African Americans because he'll be a better president than his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton.
I'm asking for the vote of every single African American citizen in this country who wants to see a better future.
Moderators for the presidential debates have yet to be named. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has the story.
The first presidential debate is just over a month away, but the co-chairman of the Commission on Presidential Debates tells The Hill the selections for moderators won't come until the end of August at the earliest. Mike McCurry, a former press secretary for President Bill Clinton, does say the commission wants to spread the selections across several television networks. Former head of the Republican National Committee, Frank Fahrenkopf, serves as the co-chairman with McCurry.
The first